It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on me. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, he's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Oh, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Say. You do.
Dingle dongle, dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Good leg.
You think I'm some slapper wet pussy? For you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper wet pussy? For you to fuck?
Welcome, everybody, to the Aristocrats Radio Program. My name is Derek. With me to my...
Fuck, you fucked it up!
To my right.
To your direct front, 12 o'clock.
I was going to say to my immediate right, but I couldn't think of the fucking word.
Fat you. Because I'm an asshole.
Fat you.
To my immediate front.
I'm not a
Matthew.
Fat you.
I'm a fat Jew.
I'm a fat car.
All right, just let me get through the fucking intro day. Holy fucking shit. Matthew.
Dirty
fat Joe.
We have Steve number one.
Good evening.
We have Big Fat Vaughn.
You fucking dirty kike.
And
we're getting fired.
Carly and Lauren are in studio doing producer things.
Existing.
Yes. Yep. Baba Booey-ing our show.
I walk in tonight, right? It's him, Pat. Carly's cleaning up from the bird. I walk in and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, it's Thursday.
I was joking.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, your face. You were joking.
You know. Well, it was just funny because we had nothing set up, and Carly was, like, cleaning. And I'm laying on the couch, and he just walks in. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, it's Thursday. I'm like, really? I was like, yeah, you didn't know?
Well, I drove all the way over here for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, once I sit down, Pat's like, I got to go. Pat's gone.
Oh, you're serious?
All right, later. Awesome.
What were you guys doing by the dumpster when I pulled up?
That's
Nothing. Forget it.
They were, like, milling around, looking around.
They do that.
A little Chico and the man.
No, not Derek and Pat. Derek and Vaughn.
Oh.
I don't think they do that very often.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And they ran when they saw me.
Oh.
So, pretty sure somebody's pants were down, but I couldn't
well,
see.
Like most women, when they see you in the dark, they run.
That's true.
Women?
Shut the fuck up. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it, Vaughn.
Yeah, whatever. Go body slam yourself into a corpse. You dead fuck.
I could perfect flex myself.
Wow.
All right, who died?
Pavarotti. Horrible.
Lucigano Pavarotti. That's his name, right?
That was his real
Gano.
Name. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You didn't look at the board.
No, I didn't.
Well, he just... Yeah.
I perused it.
Well, Steve was looking at it for the first time.
He was.
Years.
He almost
fucking
made
dog
a post.
Away from me.
Steve, number one, almost made a post on our board today. He actually hit reply, and he couldn't think of something to post.
No.
So he's like, I'm not going to do it today.
Because I got
just do what I do and just put nonsense.
No, listen, two things. I got these two fat asses over my shoulder, which makes me nervous, okay? I don't need that in my life. Then Matt's like, oh, shit, get out of my way. I got to look at Ultimate MK for something. Something so insignificant, it couldn't wait till after
actually,
the show.
It was completely significant.
No, it was significant, but it didn't need to be done that moment.
No, it really did.
I need to look at naked pictures of Noob Saibot.
Yes.
Wow. A shadow.
You have them?
As though you could see definition of his penis.
I need to write some fanfic.
What the fuck?
About you Jane. Are a fanboy.
Yeah, I am.
In every
a
sense
fat fuck writing fanfic.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I hate this internet talk.
Yeah.
What were you calling? What were we calling Star Wars fans? Vaughn like?
They're Vaughn like. Yes.
Yeah, they're
no fanboys. Fans are different. The fanboys mostly Vaughn like.
Yeah, they're happy with fucking anything.
Am I a fanboy? No. Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
To a point. You buy anything that comes out for that damn thing.
Yeah. He has the Pez dispensers. He has a lightsaber.
You know,
they were given
to
me.
He can function in society, though, without having to talk about Star Wars. So.
I don't know about that.
No, but you know what? He won't be talking about it, but he will be wearing a Star Wars shirt.
That's true.
Is he wearing it right now?
No, I don't have the underwear on. I want it to work, so
oh,
I took them
God.
Off.
Oh, God.
I had him on today, though.
He's got a fucking big bacon strip on the Starship Enterprise.
Wow, Enterprise.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's Star Wars.
Asshole.
Fucking on the
whatever
Starship.
The fuck you call that?
On the Starship Falcon.
Thing. Yeah.
We know all you watched as a kid was Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
I watched Shining Time Station. And
you didn't watch that.
I did.
When?
I remember George Carlin as the conductor.
Okay. And he was.
He's the conductor.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. I watched Woody Woodpecker. I watched Bugs Bunny religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Turtles, you know, all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
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 No Star Wars, though. Sorry.
Nope.
Star
no?
Trek.
Really?
Don't like either one of them.
Star Trek.
I like the old Star Treks because my father used to watch them. He liked them. So
the old
the
ones.
Original, like Shatner ones.
See, I can't stand
the original
ones.
Yeah, really? Complete piles
what is
of
it?
Shit.
What is it? G4 plays both of those. That and yeah. What is it? Next Generation?
Yeah, but I'm watching awesome. It and then they're like. And they have like fun facts on the bottom.
So
and like they make the screen like a third of what
so
it was.
It's like yeah. Pop-up video.
And
sort
it's like
of.
This big future. So like. Did you know William Shatner? Fucking.
Yeah,
oh, so
have,
totally
I want to see
interrupts
Fribbles.
The show.
Or like
Fribbles.
I don't know what the hell they're
wow,
called.
Wow, I want to go to Friendly's and drink
oh, yeah.
a Fribble.
What were they called?
Tribbles.
Tribbles.
Yes.
Who the fuck knows? Yeah. Cares? You do. Because
mm-hmm.
you're
Friendly's really should have been.
What was your okay? Out of all the movies that were made for the original track, what was your favorite?
Wait a minute.
What
the one? You mean one
was
through
that
six?
English?
One through six.
Yes.
Six.
Six.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. What about you, Vaughn?
I like the first one. I haven't really seen any other ones besides
he
the first
like
one.
He didn't like the first one.
He just asked that question so he could have his input.
I know.
Shut up. I didn't want to be put in it, you douche.
The original movies, which ones did you like? Because I didn't watch any of them.
What I like.
Well, you know what I think.
What do you think?
Good, well, I think.
Good
know.
Good bring up.
But,
good
but,
bring up.
But he asked me which one I like, and then he said, oh, I like the first one. It's the only one I've seen.
I've heard about the third one. I've been told the third one's atrocious.
I've heard
of the whales and shit like that.
All right, that's the fourth one.
The fourth one. See, I don't
wow.
even know.
Okay, that's
I've
the
only
fourth
seen
one.
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
The first six movies are the original cast.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. And they're notable.
Yeah.
They're notable.
How fast is the chat room cleared out?
Gone.
Clear. There had to be someone in there to clear out.
That's true.
Oh my God! Are you really gonna sit there and fucking full on tell me there's
it
nobody
is
in the chat room?
Me,
Chris,
and Christine.
Christine.
Yes, oh, that's it.
I was gonna say if she wasn't in there, I was gonna be pissed.
All right, Christine, which Star Trek movie is your left breast's favorite?
Which titty do you like better, the right or the left? Because most girls have a favorite.
That's true.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
I've been told that by. Most girls.
Yeah.
Really?
one they prefer.
Yeah.
The ones he's talking to online that he thinks are girls.
I don't have a computer, dickface.
I'm going to blame the lack of chat room activity on school being in.
Possibly.
I'm only assuming everyone who's been in the chat is in school.
I doubt
the Australians?
Most of them are like in late 20s losers.
Complete failure.
That have nothing to fucking do better than this. Fucking
now they're definitely not coming in.
You have
and
no
fuck Australia while I'm at it.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa!
Yep, there we go. 6,000 listeners just switched to.
Is that a didn't
we love it. I'm
yeah.
So,
you're an ass. Stop it.
Aristocrats.
I love that thing.
Australian for funny sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. What were you going to say, Derek?
I don't know.
Fucking nigger.
Well, for those of you that don't know, we are live if you're listening to this. And you can go to cringehumorradio.com and click on chat room. And we got a little camera up there. I think it's just pointed on Vaughn and the covered birdcage right now.
You might want to turn that then if
no,
you don't
no one's
make
fucking
people
looking.
Vomit.
It's actually right
Christine
on level.
Christine knows what we look like.
No one's fucking listening either because if you're not listening to it live, most likely you're not listening to us on the playback because... the archive has not been added for like a month now.
Well, they probably think that we're not on the air anymore because I haven't put a show up in like a month and a half.
Since that's the God Saves a Perv show.
Yeah.
Which actually wasn't bad. I just listened to that again.
It was good.
Was it good?
It was very good. That was just the three of us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe we should start
doing that. Bye, Steve.
I'll just quit.
That was the first, good show we had without Steve.
Yeah, it was the first good show without Steve.
I'll be honest with Steve. When you don't do the show, we're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're hurting.
But we managed to pull through.
It depends.
I think it was because I was reading most of the story.
Sometimes when I do the show, we're hurting.
Yeah, I like that.
I put my
it goes either way, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
I hurt the show no matter what. Now, somehow, sadly, you are like, you know, a definite, like, necessary part of the show.
Somehow,
we need somebody to shit on, and
it's
you're
true.
Just convenient.
And you're too much of a nigger to be shit on.
Wow. No, I just, I'm white, actually. That's
Vaughn, you are the proverbial toilet paper for our show.
If anybody's
You're necessary. It may suck being toilet paper, you know, and nobody wants to really buy it. You know, you never really want to, like, go into the store and buy toilet paper because nobody has to know that you take a shit.
That's
you know?
True.
But you especially do your, need it. You yeah. really do need it. That's why there's no tax on it.
That's true. It is a necessity.
That was
there's
so
a lot
out
of,
there.
There's a lot.
It's good, right?
You know, there's a lot of fats on Vaughn. So
what?
So.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. What a douche.
Two things in this life are certain. Death
ugly,
and Vaughn's fat.
What an ugly nigger you are.
That's the third time you've said that.
I know. You need
really
to stop.
I know. Dude.
You're going to like upset our listeners.
Yeah, right.
What? If they're Australian, they totally
understand
black me.
People listen to the show.
No.
Well, maybe they know.
They couldn't possibly. Well, actually, my friend at work, he's like Dominican. So
not black. So he's Dominican.
Yeah, he's like, actually black and Spanish.
Yeah, but he's like a white. He's like kind of like a white dude. Like we call him Tiger Woods and shit.
Really?
But he's fucking hilarious and like he loves the show.
Yeah?
He listens he usually downloads it. I don't think he usually listens to it.
Oh, so he's missed about a month and a half.
Well, I don't know. But he always asks me when I come in, like, oh, what are you going to do for show topics and stuff? You know, so he's like, you know, interested in it.
And when he gives you any ideas, do you actually take them?
He's obviously heard, like, I don't even acknowledge what you just said. He obviously has heard like the horrible things we say.
It's true.
I say so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a great.
Well,
one
the very fact that you can go back and say you know the things that you say are horrible shows that you have a conscience. So.
Well, I mean, I say them for various reasons.
It's true. Shock Whether it be value. Truth or
yeah, truth or you know, just for shock value.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Holocaust was not real.
Mm. Well, fuck truth. That, man. Who cares about Jews?
Hey,
it's all shock value.
It's true.
Well, it's funny. It's
schlock value.
It's funny to me.
It's Arschlock value.
Yeah, it's Arschlock. There you go, Arschlock. See, Mac can tie anything together.
Perfect.
The hell is Lola eating? She's going
her
to town
own
on something.
Shit or something.
She looks like her kibbles and shits.
Her litter.
Yeah. Carly just
you, know,
the
you should
box.
Make your litter her litter fucking razor blades so she won't eat it anymore.
We should just feed her her litter. It would cut out a lot of cost.
It would.
And your Italian fiber.
Your dog would be so awesome. Like, what's Lola eating? Oh, her litter. What's it made of?
Love razor blades.
Wow.
She shits nice. It out.
She's and like, when the hell did Carly start smoking 12 packs a day?
I wasn't imitating Carly.
Straight bitch.
You wow. fucking useless lump of fat.
Fuck like, you, you nigger.
Speaking of useless lumps of fat. Pavarotti did die.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I got something funny I want to say about that.
Pavarotti.
See, I read the paper this morning, and it said...
Turn that up a little bit, Carly. I want to hear
Oh, we got
Pavarotti.
Turn it up.
She's cranking
I'm
the volume up.
I'm trying to do a little...
She's cranking the volume up.
Let's honor him. This is nice. I like this.
I was just trying to do some mic work with you, Carly. Calm down.
Yeah, okay.
This is very soothing.
Take it easy.
Yeah, this makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's big and he had
Probably
a beard.
Put the headphones on. Listen to this. Just take a chill pill. Take a Pavarotti
He's
chill
still
pill.
Alive as far as I'm concerned.
It's true.
In our hearts.
He'll always be. Whoa.
Wow.
The fuck?
Undertaker came out of nowhere.
The fuck?
Why is Matt the only one who finds this hilarious?
Though? I swear to God... I mean, I was here for the whole... I did not even expect that. I didn't know you were going to do that. I thought we were just going to sit here listening to Pavarotti.
He's dead.
I don't know why, but I'm the fucking host of the show, and I didn't even know you were going to do that.
Wow.
Well, I read the Asbury Park Press today, and it said Pavarotti had died. I was just looking at the post just now, and it said, Luciano worse. Like, he was still alive.
Well, what?
As far as they knew. So that means we're ahead of New York.
Wow.
Suck it, you faggots.
Yeah, he had pancreatic cancer, apparently.
Yeah, he didn't die because he was a fat fuck. He died because he didn't take
care
of himself.
No, the fat probably had something to do with it.
Mm, not always.
pancreatic cancer was a side effect being, what was he? He's probably close to 3 bills at some point.
More, I think.
Oh, I don't want to, well, die.
I think at his best points, he was over, I think he was close to 4.
Oh, well, you think? You remember, based on what?
Remember when they were doing all those, you just dropped the whole...
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
Remember when they were doing the 3 tenor stuff when they were touring? He was like, that was at his like prime. And
I never really saw him though.
He must have been about close to 4 there.
He's a big fella.
He filled that fucking suit out like a fucker, man.
Like a fucker.
Like, there you go. That's Juan's new clip for the show.
He filled that suit out like a fucker.
Oh, I don't want to be embalmed.
What? Yeah, what do they do?
Like, don't fucking Jamaican. Me.
I have no idea. Steve's accents all kind of run together.
They really do. My Germans, my Jews, my Italians, and my Blacks.
But your Hitler impersonation is actually pretty on par.
It's close.
If he was retired.
Yeah.
And retarded.
Retarded.
Retarded. Oh, my God. If he was from Brooklyn. Oh, my God. He was Brooklyn.
See,
Jewish.
That's not bad. I'm Brooklyn Jew.
Oh. So, yeah, he is dead.
Damn. What's your preferential way of leaving this fucking island?
He was 71 years young.
71, huh?
Oh, that's not bad. That sucks.
That's
like average.
Yeah.
He could have...
What's the average age for a male? 70-something? 72?
78, I think.
No, it's 71 was just his fucking BMI.
Oh. Oh. Well, then. He's 400 pounds, I guess so.
Wow.
Pretty close. It would probably be pretty close. It'd be like 50-something.
That was just his fucking waist.
It's pretty big.
He really probably did have a 71-inch waist. That's not even a joke.
Crazy.
Because, like, Matt's like a 46.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Whoops.
He shot that one down quick.
I said kind of.
Yeah, I know. Well, it wasn't funny.
Okay.
So, the big casino, huh?
Pavagani. Pavagani. He's done.
He cashed in.
Well, Vaughn was, oh, look at this. I love the posts, puns. Lucky taxi scabs with a money sign.
I love it.
Scabs. Like,
what are they,
scab?
Are
is that even the right
now?
Word? Well,
no, a scab is the correct usage.
Well, they're not
I thought scap was the word.
No, scab.
That's something my brothers used to always say. You call me a scab.
You know what? Maybe your brothers made it up.
They did do a lot of drugs.
What happened was...
That's what they used to call me after they did cocaine.
There's a term in like any kind of entertainment business. Actually, I think a scab is like a low level like
it's
person.
The guy who walks who passes through the picket line.
That too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. If there's a like
there's a strike,
the teachers were on strike. If like
that's
like
it.
when the subs were coming in.
Those are scabs.
Yeah. Because our senior year we came in.
It was awesome.
And all the teachers are outside like picketing.
Yeah, that's
because you know they don't make enough money.
That was like exactly. 4 days of nothing.
Yeah, so
four
we
had, days of awesome.
So while these fucking substitute teachers are walking in to teach us because these assholes won't.
They're
throwing fucking
shit.
Throwing shit. Yeah. I'm calling them scabs. Nice. It's like my English teacher, like, scab, scab. I'm like, what the fuck?
But the thing is, those people don't have tenure.
No.
That's why they're doing it.
No,
they
just got their
job.
What, 200 credits or whatever the fuck they got?
They're going to lose their job if they don't come to work.
What year was that? 98?
Uh-huh. Something 99. Like that, 99.
I remember
98 going into 98.
Yeah, because I graduated that year.
Yeah,
and because only like 5 teachers showed up to the graduation because they were all boycotting it.
Okay, yeah.
And they whatever teachers actually showed up, they wore their stupid fucking strike shirts. Mm-hmm. It's like I was like, fuck.
Oh, the shirts with the apples that they would wear, like
the blue
shirts. Uh-huh. They had the shirts made, and there was a grammatical error on the shirt.
Yes,
what was it?
I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was very funny.
Yeah, huh.
Like it was like a pronunciation. Like I don't know what the fuck it was. It was
I don't
stupid,
remember it.
But like simple, but it's like you're fucking teachers. You can't.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna have a meeting.
All orchestrated by a fat Jewish woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Shocking.
Oh, was that what's her shit?
Yeah.
I see her all the time. I hate her.
She's disgusting. I hate her fucking fat guts.
I feel sorry for her husband.
So what happened with the
cabbies?
The cabbies?
Yeah.
The scabbies.
You can't even get like a sentence in without another ridiculous pun. They called it a hack out.
What?
Which I think is funny. I never understood why they call it like cabbing, hacking. I always thought it was I think it's a funny term.
Hack. It is.
Yeah, hack. It.
What you want to hack for? You know?
But what is it? This started yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
The strike started yesterday, but a good amount of the cabbies kind of just were like, fuck it, we're just going to drive anyway. And they're making like 3 times the amount of money because they're making more. They're doing more fares because there's no fucking cabs on the roads.
Yeah, more driving.
And the reason they're picketing, the reason they're striking is because they want to install GPS units in the systems and
the
like
Muslims or shit.
they want to install this new setup where you could pay with credit cards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pretty much sit in the back seat and never have to worry about the smelly bastard in the front.
So wait, how many cabs are now on? A third of what were?
More, I think a little bit more than a third.
A little bit more than a third. So that's a significant amount of traffic gone.
Yeah.
Because cabs probably take up half, at least half of New York City traffic.
They got a fucking pay. They got a picture here from this morning, like I guess yesterday morning's wait in front of Madison Square Garden. And it's the line is, you when you get out of the train garden, it's fucking, it's a big line. This is twice as long.
Yeah.
It's at least down the block. Makes sense,
yeah. At least usually it's like moving along. Like you don't wait very long. That's pretty ridiculous.
What is this? The Daily News. Daily News has got the hail times and the travel times for them, right?
Uh-huh.
For Penn Station to Grand Central, it's on Tuesday it was 3 minutes. Then yesterday it was 11 minutes.
Wow.
Right? And then the travel time, it's about the same. It's 13, 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Central to Rockefeller, it was the same hail time, 2 minutes. But the travel time is from 14 on Tuesday and 18 yesterday.
Hmm.
Rockefeller Center to the Garden, the same hail time.
Yeah,
but it takes for some odd reason. Yes, Tuesday was 17 minutes. Now it's taking them 11 minutes because of less traffic, I guess.
Interesting.
Vaughn is talking way too long.
That's true. You're so mad.
Fucking go pick some cotton, you nigger.
What? That's fine.
Yo, you're gonna be fired, dude. I'm gonna fire you.
Can we get a counter, please? Can we get a counter going? Well,
someone's gonna get fired by the end.
I don't have tenure over you, but I have more fucking. Wow. Stuff. I have more stuff. All right, blanked. Sorry.
All right, fluff.
No shit, really.
Anyway, so that's five up, now. Nigger. Five N-bombs.
Yeah, so now they're making more money.
Well, I think that the credit card is a good idea.
I think that whole thing is a good idea, but I don't. They're really annoyed by the GPS system because they own their own cars. But they
do they really?
Yeah, most guys own their own cars.
There's it's something ridiculous. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like sublet or something like that. You know, they're paying them off, and now with the GPS systems now. They can always be found where they're at.
You wouldn't know by the way they fucking drive them. Jesus Christ.
They're amazing.
Well, the way
those guys are ridiculous.
The way they take their stuff down, it's all written down. You see those guys, they got a notepad right next to them. They're writing down everything.
Yeah, every cabbie, they have
their times. But now with the GPS stuff, they can actually can be calculated on the computer without them.
Yeah, now they can't cheat.
Yeah, now they can't lie about it.
They can't be like, oh, well, I picked up this person. Yeah. And like, and they were like sitting at a diner. Somewhere.
Yeah, you're hanging out for 2-3 hours.
They went and got a hooker, you know? Like.
They should have some kind of like cabbie like show where like they have to race against each other.
That would be interesting. Traffic. That would be an interesting
that would be
reality show. Yeah. Like cabbies.
That'd be like Death Race 2000. What are you talking about?
That'd be great. That'd be absolutely hilarious. Or like the best, like they would be like tryouts, like the best drivers. Like they would have like in every cab, like you would have to like you know like check mark like how fast they like if the drive was like really crazy and stuff.
What
like
was that PC
you know?
Game about where you drove in the
crazy
car?
Crazy Taxi?
No, the one where you just pretty much drove down the streets killing people. Carmageddon was it?
Oh, yeah. Carmageddon. Okay,
that's what it'd be like. Fucking
well,
people getting killed.
Yeah. But I think that would be really interesting if you had all.
I mean,
who the best cab driver
they do
is
that with,
in New York City.
They do that with message carriers in the city.
They do that?
Message carriers, they do it. They say they get them all together. I think they put a pot up, and then they drive around the city on their bikes.
Wow.
So you can get to the... And they have, and they have to do, like, you know, kind of relays.
Okay, yeah.
They collect one thing from one way, and they have to get to the other side in a certain amount of time.
Huh.
And if you get there, you know, before everybody else, you win.
There you go.
Same kind of thing. I think even, like, waiters and waitresses do it in, like, Europe. You know, because they're so big fucking countries with... Waiters.
Well, they should do that at the same time so that, like, the mailmen are getting hit by the cab drivers.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thanks.
Dude, when we went to see Typo at Irving Plaza, like, the cab was doing, like, when we were on, like, the straight, we were going straight for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he was doing, like, 50.
He got, like, to the max speed that he possibly could before he had to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing 50 through, like, alleyways.
Well, he had the fucking...
Like, Super Mario 3'd it. That's the only way
I was like,
I can
dude,
say.
We don't need a fucking a speed run to the fucking plaza.
It was the two of you guys sitting in the back?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's fucking feared for his life. That's why.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'm going to be in pieces.
Hey, we
tip
good.
He got
it's
a decent tip.
Yeah, we tip good.
You guys look like fucking mass murderers in the fucking in the dark, you know?
Yeah, well, mass murderers.
No, even
natural born killers.
Especially when he had that long goatee.
Wow.
That was even frightening.
I did. Did I still have the... Yeah, I still
you did.
Oh, yeah, I think a little while after that, you shaved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jesus, like, I'm like, dude, what if somebody just walked out in front with their dog? Like, they would be fucking road meat.
With their dog.
Oh, yeah, they would just be fucking dead.
Yeah,
wouldn't be like a chance for fucking saving them.
I don't know. I've been, I don't know, probably about a dozen cabs, that's all, in my life. And every single one of them... It's like, wow, like, what's going on? Like, how are they doing this? How are they not hitting cars? It's just amazing.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, yeah.
What happened?
In like 2 minutes.
Who's that?
Mario Batali.
Oh, is that the chef guy?
Yeah, they're...
he's a red-haired guy, right?
They're replacing him in the Iron Chef America.
Don't stick fork in me.
Yeah. Whoa. He supposedly he told
Don't
the
stick he fork in me. That's
supposedly
terrible.
The execs and they want to change on the show, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're changing two of the because they have, you know, you ever seen the Iron Chef mm-hmm. show, right? And I think they're changing him and somebody else, and they're going to do like competitions to get new Iron Chefs.
Intriguing.
It's pretty much going to be just like people that are already like show like station regulars that they'll just have competing. Yeah. Whatever. It's like the show, like they show it at all fucking weird hours of the evening. It's like, yeah, anybody's really paying attention. Mm. You ever sit and watch the Food Network for more than an hour?
No.
Yes.
I fucking get hungry.
It makes me fucking hungry.
I just want to fucking eat. That's all. It's like, fuck.
I like that. Who's that little Jew boy? Lieberman or whatever?
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Fucking Hans Lieberman?
What?
Dave Lieberman, right?
Yeah.
It's like a gourmet food on a budget or something.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, on a budget.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I think he does little spots in the food stores on the little.
Does he?
Yeah, I think ShopRite has them. Like,
that's funny.
Doing little things.
Of course, it's on a budget. Now, the Jews are known for making very bland, tasteless food, so he must be making, like, other stuff. They must be just, like, throwing recipes at him.
Yeah, they eat fucking nasty shit. I'm not going to lie.
No, they eat, like, cardboard and, like.
Yeah, no, they do. That's like matzo crackers are literally, like, yeah. I could just fucking saw off this table and eat it.
No, but even, like, their soups and stuff like that, it's just, like, it's water with, like, a little bit of chicken broth in it.
I forget the title.
They're
just
spending money on shoes and pocketbooks and cars and mansions and shit. They like, well, food, whatever.
There's a show on that station where they show you how to make one meal.
Yeah.
And then they like they try to you have to and then they stretch it for the whole like for a week.
Okay.
You know, so they take different parts of it and make it something else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Oh, I don't know if I can do that, man.
Have some porridge.
Yeah, fucking. You start out with pork chops at the beginning of the week. It's fucking like I don't know, like creme brulee by the end of Friday.
Creme brulee.
I know.
Love that French.
All I know is it's fucking food. I'm going to eat it. Wow.
Okay, here we go. This is the worst pun I've ever seen in the fucking post.
Why do you have a bag chip on your mic stand?
Just because I found it.
It was in Vaughn's beard before.
Ew.
Because right, he fucking vomited in his beard. And there
so
it was.
You got a bad pun?
Yes. This jihad plot in Germany thing?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of nuchal heads.
What?
That's what it says.
Yes. What?
I love
whoever wrote that should be fired.
That's disgusting. Why?
Andy Soltis wrote that. Wonder what wonder where he's from. But,
Come on.
The Post is known for that shit though. Says I saw that four times last week.
Really?
I don't Matt just hates those, so I forgot.
Oh no, like I hate like ones that are just stupid.
It's
like,
so dumb and
they're
contrived.
Really grasping. Like if it's not like you hear something and then immediately think of it, it's not gonna be good. If you're sitting there like, oh, what's a good pun for that? What's a good pun for that? Oh, I got it. Yeah, come on.
They pay a guy to figure out these headlines. That's the sad part.
It's terrible. Pay me.
How about you don't need a pun for fucking nuclear plot? Like, you don't need it to be funny or cute. Some fucking dotheads are going to blow the shit out of the fucking Germany.
What was that joke about? Even the critic made fun of it at one point. The joke about the Post having to have like weird word. Like it was like headless body found. You know, like they always had to have something weird in their main headlines to get people to listen to it. Because it used to be like back in the like early 90s, used to be a really like gossipy fucking paper.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No? No, 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 no. Okay.
Do you, Derek?
Vaguely, but
yeah,
I can't
remember. I don't remember.
All right, go fuck myself, okay?
Go fuck myself.
What's this about Mr. Matt? He's apparently...
Are they trying to get rid of him?
No, not Mr. Matt.
No, supposedly there's like a Hall of Fame, I guess, or...
yeah, it's the mascot Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where is it, in the subway? Where the fuck... Who's going to go look at a fucking Hall of Fame for mascots?
My mom, probably.
I don't know one person that's like, yeah, here comes the mascot.
My uncle, because he's a dope.
Well, apparently he's being beaten by the San Antonio Coyote.
What?
It looks like a retarded fucking dog with a bad haircut. Like, well, who comes up with this shit?
Awful.
At least Mr. Met's like cool, because he's a big baseball.
So what's the point of this? Are they going to try and get the next one to go into the Hall of Fame? Is that what
I guess he's going to beat him into it. Like
the only one
San
I like
Antonio,
the,
I didn't even know they had a fucking baseball team.
Wait.
The only one I like is the Braves, Chief Nakahoma?
Is that
Nakahoma?
Oh,
they were like,
I like this
fucking two morons.
Indians didn't. They were trying.
I always thought that was
stuff.
Cool. That's
I liked
like,
it.
Well, wasn't it one time when
what, mascots?
No. That like
the chop.
The
oh yeah,
the
yeah. That's
thing.
Like cool. That's like you know it? Something that they you know that it's always gonna be there.
Remember when the
like fucking meet the Mets.
Meet the Mets.
Fucking
meet
bullshit.
The Mets.
It when,
have sex with the Mets and their wives.
Half of them are fucking illegal immigrants.
Remember when
probably.
They were changing all these teams' names and trying to change their mascots because they were you know, offensive.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The Atlanta Braves are the only ones who actually kept it because they were like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the most probably the most cartoonily offensive character.
The what?
Cartoonily.
Shut up. You know what I mean?
Cartoonily. I don't know.
Cartoonily.
How about you can't find a fucking India in Atlanta? Indian in Atlanta. Well, anyway, so it doesn't matter.
An American Indian. Maybe a whole bunch of dot heads.
No, it's blacks and blacks. So, like.
blacks and Puerto Ricans.
What the fuck's the difference?
Wow. What?
Okay.
What, if you really think about it, how many white people are on baseball teams nowadays? It's either blacks, Japanese, or the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, like Dominicans.
The Puerto Rican.
Or Dominicans.
And now a lot more Asians are coming.
The hell was that buzzing?
That's
somebody leave a vibrator on the floor.
I don't know.
Lauren.
Vibration.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Anyway.
I don't know.
It's some fucking dothead put a bomb in Derek's fucking floorboards.
Okay. So, yeah.
Well, that just derailed the show.
Unbelievable.
It was horrible.
Sorry.
He's ruined the
vibrating. It's like, whoa, everyone stop what they're doing. Even though we're on live internet radio.
And the show.
Hey. Yeah, you know, I quit.
I wanted to talk to Lauren about something.
What's that?
What? Well, the tattoo thing.
Oh, okay.
You really think that's a good idea?
You don't have headphones?
I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I'm listening to stuff.
Oh, well, do you have time to talk to us for a minute?
Yeah, do you have time to fucking contribute?
Because I know you said you wanted to get your tattoo.
Ugh.
Okay, yes.
So how would you feel about doing it maybe live on the show?
Actually, I've been thinking about it for the past few minutes, and because you did tell me roughly like a half an hour ago, and I think that maybe I'll do it, but it won't be like the big tattoo. It'll just be a very
you're gonna get a little thing. Right. No, we're not gonna like do a show around it, but you could do it on the show. We'll put it up on the cam.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get a couple people to actually look at it.
We're gonna get fired.
You never
for
know.
This.
Yeah, we'll get fired for having someone getting tattooed.
We're gonna get fired for this.
Well, we know a guy. Maybe he can come in and do it for you.
Okay.
Can he do it on your forehead?
Well, that's the only way I'm going to do it.
Awesome. Shave your head, and we'll do it on your head. That'll be awesome.
There you go.
Carly.
That'd be awesome.
That's it. All right, we're good.
Oh, well, that was a good bit.
Anyway.
That's it.
Cool. You know what? Don't even do it.
You going to do it?
No,
yeah.
Let's not
okay.
even do it. Fuck it.
Be more interesting if, like, we had somebody get a hysterectomy on air.
Yes.
That I would love to do.
Can we have somebody give Vaughn an enema?
Vaughn actually brought that
up. I already
up
brought that up.
What?
Did he?
A long time ago.
He wanted to get a kiddie pool. And have shit, him get an enema.
Oh, that's right.
But I forgot. Right. I forgot it was a Ron and Fez bit.
It was a Ron and Fez bit.
Oh, okay, so I don't know.
I know somebody who's getting hysterectomy in about a month.
Even if you came up with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I want...
It slipped my mind.
A kiddie pool, B, full of your shit in my apartment. I have to live here.
Dude.
Like, when you guys leave, I got to go to bed. Yeah. I know. I fart.
It's
but you know what? I pay to fart.
How many times have you shit in that toilet where the point where there was still... Well, there was shit coming out of it. Because we're just doing out.
Is she still eating litter?
Yes.
Yes.
She's chowing down on litter. She's going to get very sick.
What do you say you put the gate up in front of the...
No, because she'll whine.
Thing.
No, she'll pee. That's what she has to pee. I say we just give her some kibble.
Wait, I think we fed her already.
It looked like
I know you fed her, but she's chowing
eating,
down on.
She's eating garbage, basically.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
That shit expands in her stomach. That's probably why she threw
line
up that one day.
Blah 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 blah.
Who cares?
That awesome was a lot of puke.
That was. She puked. It looked like a human shit.
Basically, yeah. About 20% of her body weight was gone.
Yeah. I mean,
vomit.
It was light and fluffy. There was really nothing to it.
Oh, okay.
Mostly foam. It was probably
she was
from that.
Instantly
shit.
Ethiopian.
Goddamn Ethiopians.
That's my great-grandmother.
An Iowa man.
Oh, that was Cartman. Hold on. No idea.
Here we go.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. This is a fucking topic starter right here. An Iowa man has been arrested for allegedly attacking his father with a bag of Cheetos.
What is it, your house?
I know, right?
I actually
those are my Cheetos. No, they're mine. Because like, there's no food in my house.
I had
ever
that story on Tuesday, but I never read it.
Wow.
Wow.
Why?
Like, I don't even know what to say. He was charged with domestic violence for hurling the cheesy treats at his father's face.
The what?
The cheesy treats.
Cheesy treats.
Causing the older man's glasses to cut the bridge of his nose.
Oh, my
how,
God.
What was he throwing them with? A jackhammer? Like, how the fuck was he putting them in the cannon and shooting them in the face? How could you possibly throw Cheetos so fucking fast at somebody's face that they break his glasses?
That's terrible.
It broke my glasses.
All right, I got a somewhat related story here. It's a work story.
Oh, please.
Wait, hold on. Let me just finish it real quick. Wait. Police said the dad's shirt was also covered in Cheeto dust. believe it or not, this is hard to believe.
Dust.
In Iowa. This is,
Okay, what?
In Iowa?
Quoth the leopard, nevermore. Whatever the fuck he was.
Leopard?
Cheetah, whatever.
Cheetah he was.
What the fuck's the difference? The son told cops he was high on methamphetamine at the time.
Nice.
Case fucking closed.
Nice. Eating him over the head with a bag of Cheetos.
Nice.
He's like huffing up the fucking meth, like...
Wow. He thought...
That's why he threw them so fast. He was fucking huffing up meth.
He thought his father was Chester the Cheetah and he was beating the shit out of him. I don't want to give them to you!
All right, ruined it. No.
Picked in his underwear.
Oh, I thought he was ripping one.
No, my underwear was bunched up.
Ew.
He got a wedge.
Okay, anyway.
Real quick and to the point with my story is...
Yeah.
A girl got in trouble...
Oh, God.
...for throwing...
Dun, dun, dun.
...a piece of paper.
How dramatic you make it sound.
Because it's that fucking gay.
A piece of paper.
Okay.
Got in trouble for throwing a piece of paper.
All right.
It was on camera. They watched it. It's a piece of paper.
Wait, is that your job?
Yeah.
What?
It's in the pharmacy.
Someone got really mad
because it apparently gets extremely volatile. It's a very small space, and the women in there are very catty.
They're all cycling together and shit.
And a young girl working back there threw a piece of paper at an older woman that worked there.
Well, did the older woman, like, freak out and, like, complain or something?
Oh, they go back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
So what happened? She got brought into the office and got yelled at?
Yeah.
Really?
Piece of paper.
What?
Piece of paper.
It wasn't like a fucking AK-47.
Yeah, piece of paper.
The fuck? Mm-hmm. What was this? A couple
it wasn't
days
like
ago?
A book or anything. It's a piece of paper. Horrible.
That's horrible.
So stupid.
That's fucking retarded.
This is along the same lines. I mean, all right, a bag of Cheetos has a little bit more weight to it than a piece of paper, but not much.
Okay, I got something here. In Atlanta, right?
Where?
Atlanta.
Oh, we're back to Atlanta?
Okay, this is what happened. Pro wrestler Chris...
Shut up.
Pro wrestler...
USA.
Chris, shut up!
Oh, do we have
the wrestler?
Bite?
The wrestler formerly known as Chris Benoit.
Formerly known? He was always known.
Well, he's not known anymore.
He's dead. That's the only difference.
His fucking gravestone's still going to say Benoit, murderer of his
brain
family.
Damage
doesn't
from,
say to be continued.
Can I finish? Suffered brain damage from his years in the ring could have helped explain why he killed his wife and kids. A doctor who studied Benoit's brain said yesterday. The analysis by the doctor... suggests repeated concussions could have contributed to the killing of Benoit's suburban Atlanta home. So concussions could have caused the man to go apeshit. Not the fact that he was filled with so much steroids that it could have killed two people.
See, the thing is, I thought about, like, okay, you know, his dad really wants to kind of, like, clear his son's name, so to speak. But you gotta think about it, like. Is that, like, really a viable excuse? Or not necessarily excuse, but, like, think about it. Is it an excuse, or is it something that people seriously have to consider when they do something like, oh, boxing or professional wrestling?
Yeah, no.
Will concussions eventually cause them to be brain damaged to the point where, yeah, they might wind up killing somebody just because it was a little bit too much for them to handle in their current state? Now, Chris Benoit, he wrestled for almost 20 years. You know, that's like... You know, that's a long time to be in the ring.
And he wasn't like Hulk Hogan where he fell down once or twice.
Yeah.
The guy was fucking flying around like he was fucking...
Holy shit! Steve just completely blew up Hulk Hogan
right there. Come on.
He's not Hulk Hogan who maybe took two bumps in his entire life.
You know what I mean?
Wow!
His fucking signature move was the headbutt, and it looked like it fucking hurt when he did it. Like, whether he was selling it or not.
There were times where he broke his nose.
Yeah.
Doing the flying headbutt.
So, like, obviously, I'm not going to say that, like, hitting his head doesn't, like, fuck up his brain that many times. But when you're eating steroids, like, they're going out of style. Like, I think that's going to be more of a problem than, like, banging your head on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like.
That, and I wonder if the brain damage that they discovered was directly related to head trauma or if it was because of the lack of oxygen from when he hanged himself. Because one way or another, there's going to be brain damage.
Good point. Yeah. That was fucking pretty hardcore.
Wow.
We're hardcore.
It happens.
We're hardcore.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
That was just me and you now, apparently.
A little too far.
Derek and Vaughn are so intently fucking looking at what they're doing. What?
Enough. They're so intently, like, not caring.
Yeah.
Well, I got this story over here in Atlanta.
I got no story.
I'm going to throw, like, a piece of paper and then get out of here.
I get fired as stone paper.
I got a concussion from the fucking piece of paper.
You got a concussion from me reading. I know.
I got a contusion.
Contusion.
Steve number two, okay?
Who knows?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, speaking of that,
did he go to the
giant
hospital
pussy.
That night?
Apparently, he went to the hospital, and I think he just has like a like a severe pull in his back.
Yeah,
you know, because he goes to the batting cages and he thinks he's fucking A-Rod. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the expert section. And I'm not going to stretch or warm up or anything. I'm just going to fucking try to hit him out of here.
He just starts swinging.
To impress my fucking wife, who doesn't give two shits.
I'm going to hit him out of here.
Who's going,
Steven, we have to go home. Steven, the kids are crying. Steven, what are you doing?
Shut up. Dude, just give me more money for the cages, man. I'm trying to show up this fucking 10-year-old, man.
Wow.
So he pulled his back. Yeah. Out of here. What? Juggalo. So, like, you know.
Did they do this in the bird?
What? Juggalo.
I think it was Point Pleasant.
Okay.
So, when he was here Tuesday, but it was listening then, and is listening now, which is probably fucking slim to none. He was in like severe pain, like he's been in pain for days. And I was talking to him today, and he's like, "Oh, I don't think it's a back problem. I think I have like pneumonia or something."
What?
Which I understand. Like I had pneumonia. It was fucking the most pain I've ever been in my life.
Really?
When I was like 16, I was working
walking
at a fast
pneumonia?
Food. Yeah. Well, that's what they said. I was working at a fast food place. I'm standing at the grill, minding my business, flipping burgers, you know, enjoying life. All of a sudden, instant pain in my back. It felt like some Puerto Rican stabbed me in the back.
Right? Why a Puerto Rican?
Because that's what they're known for. It seriously felt like somebody stabbed me 30 times in the back. I was like, oh, my God. So I said to my manager, like, yo, I don't know what just happened, but I'm in a lot of pain. So I went and I sat down in the lobby.
I think a Puerto Rican stabbed me. See any brown people running through here?
That's all I was working with.
Wow.
And, so I'm hanging out in the lobby, and I'm like, every breath is like more painful than the next. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like literally in tears at this point.
Yeah.
And like I couldn't breathe. So I'm laying down like contemplating suicide because I had so much pain. And I said to the manager, I'm like, I got to go home. I got to go to the hospital, whatever. You know, let me call one of my parents to have them come get me.
You never told me about this.
I'm sure I did. I was like, when I was working I was 16.
Yeah,
like,
but I never heard about this.
Well, I went to the hospital and they said you have walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what that means exactly. Like, did I have it and it just hit me out of nowhere? Is that what that, like, I don't know what it means exactly. Maybe somebody could, like, Wikipedia
I guess you
that
don't have, like the symptoms of, like, the,
It didn't come on, like, gradually.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, instant pain.
Sickness,
instant,
no
like, sickness,
sickness
yeah, you know?
No,
and I was, like, hallucinating. Like, I went home, I was actually literally hallucinating, seeing people.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I was gibbering in my sleep, like,
wow.
You know, Vaughn does. Sober,
when
fucking
awake.
Alive.
He gibbers when he's awake.
No, so when he left on Tuesday, did he just go home?
I think he went to the hospital.
So
that's what he said.
What did they tell him at the hospital?
I think they just gave him fucking. I think they gave him painkillers and shit, and just said he pulled a muscle.
Stop
in his back
eating, you fat fuck, and go home.
Wow,
wow.
He doesn't eat. That's the problem.
Yeah,
fucking,
oh, that too. I mean, isn't he eating now again?
Pussy.
What?
But he was eating again.
Kind of.
I don't know. He's fucking.
He gained like 10 pounds.
Fucking dick. Whatever.
He's on noise.
What
hot
did you
cold.
Just call him?
Yeah, fucking dick. was that his last show too? Wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
For Tuesdays until we switch.
Until we switch.
Well, whenever that happens.
If that happens, I don't know.
Yeah. The only way it's going to happen, I think, is if Derek just tells Chris we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he'll give us the okay. I mean, the changes always happen.
Yeah, there's tons of changes
happening. He said we could start any time, but, you know.
Yeah.
We don't need to yet.
I don't think we need to. Matt's got to sort some things out first.
Oh, no, it's, yeah.
Oh, it's there. He's throwing paper at people. Throwing paper at the right people.
He's got to go to court for throwing paper at somebody. Got to
go through the paperwork.
So what do we got?
We got an update on, speaking of Hogan, Hogan's fucking son.
Did you guys see pictures of the car?
No.
No, it was bad.
Holy. Yeah, it looked like. It's
the fucking thing off your chin, Vaughn.
You have to close bags with that.
Thank you.
So
he's,
what?
He's Vaughn.
Put a little hot
there.
Water underneath it.
Hot water.
I clean myself.
Plenty of hot air on it. On you.
Well, the picture—he looked like he just fucking destroyed that car, front and back, the whole fucking thing. I don't know how he fucking lived. Oh, either wasn't it him and the passenger?
I heard his friend was clinging onto life a couple days later.
Well, if he dies, I hope he goes to fucking jail. Anyway, what was the story?
What story?
No,
he's got a story.
I was just saying that they gave him a warning for speeding.
Wow. You almost killed your friend, but
they stopped
watch
him
out.
Twice for driving at least 100 miles an hour.
That
on
is
an
correct.
Interstate. He's 17. Holy shit.
Yep.
And an embarrassment.
Nick Bollea, who also goes by Nick Hogan, of course, is being investigated in a high-speed crash that critically injured his friend.
Well, he does this
a douchebag.
Doesn't he do that, like that drifting shit, doesn't he?
Like, was he trying to do it?
I'm sure that's what he does.
Too fast, too gay.
He's fucking gay. I hate him.
And like his father was on the E or Extra or something like that, giving a heartfelt, conversation. H-A-R-T. And you see, he's just sitting there trying to pull the tears out, which I don't even think he has fucking ducts anymore in his
crocodile
ears,
tears.
His eyes.
Wow.
Come on.
He just cries steroid pills.
Steroid juice.
Like in WrestleMania, the little thing that would go by the ring, and the Andre was like a giant footprint or something.
Yeah. Hogan was a cross and chain.
Yeah, why was Andre's a giant footprint?
It was just a big footprint, yeah.
Why?
Fucking huge.
Well, Andre wasn't known for anything but a giant footprint.
Yeah, his big hands and big feet, and that's it.
Yeah.
Huge.
Not for his giant dong. It could have been like a fucking dildo.
It's like,
wow, the Andre the Giant dildo.
It could have been a phallus.
The only reference that I ever remember was on the Man Show. They had a tribute to Andre the Giant because they said he was hung like a Duraflame log.
Yes.
Yes.
It's probably the only funny thing I remember hearing them say.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard Vaughn laugh like that, ever.
Like, actually,
you finally cracked him up.
A Duraflame log.
Yes.
That is funny.
Usually he just goes...
Yeah, usually I'm eating a fucking full pork sandwich.
Snort.
Dish.
Usually he just sounds like a fucking giant spider.
Sit on my porch. Sit on my porch, you nigger.
Whoa.
Six.
Yeah, geez, let's get the N-word count.
So yeah,
Christine, please.
That was a callback, by the way, with that the whole WrestleMania for Nintendo, with the bouncing power ups.
Yeah,
remember we couldn't think of what Hogan's was. It was
cross
and chain.
Chain. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Hogan's
DiBiase,
was a foot.
DiBiase had the money sign.
Dollar sign. Yeah.
Warrior had the
honky tonk.
No, Warrior
had
wasn't
the,
in
the
there was a guitar.
Warrior
Savage
had the cherry
had the
picker.
Glasses. There's a little just thing of glasses.
That game was fucking stupid.
It was bad.
It was so bad. Shit.
But
it was,
you know what?
It was fucking shit.
You know what's funny about that game?
It was impossible to get with those power-ups because you had to like fight in the bottom of the ring, mm-hmm. and you had to walk up to the top of the ring and try to get it before it left. And it just like, it was like,
beep, beep,
like walking up there was impossible. Yeah.
Awful. But the thing was, the only person who could body slam Andre was Hogan.
No one else could do it.
No one else could do it. Now I thought that was kind of surprising because in later games. Like, anybody could do...
this.
Now, that's what happens when Hogan body slams Andre the Giant.
Oh. Instant.
Oh, my God!
No!
Oh, it smells like a chlorine pool fart.
There was so much force behind that.
What?
Christ.
Oh, God!
I'm getting fucking hungry.
What? After that?
No, not after that. I'm just getting hungry.
Yeah, that... A lot of those games after that kind of were like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody could do anything to anybody, which I thought was silly. But it's funny how, like, the first official wrestling game that was ever recognized, aside from those little stupid ones for, like, Sega Master System, this one, the only person who could body slam Andre was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And that was only because of WrestleMania 3.
You want to hear about stupid games that they're releasing?
No, I want to hear more about body slams.
No, the you know how the Wii, every week the Wii releases virtual console games, right?
Yes.
Do they really?
Yeah, and this week...
Whoa. Downloadable games.
Oh, right.
Same thing as Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah. I got to get a Wii. That looks like fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, especially with all the old
games. I was even
looking
at the fucking gay-ass Harry Potter game.
Yeah.
And that you can have, like, wand duels.
Yeah.
With the stick, I'm like, that looks like a lot of fun.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's the best system.
I gotta get one.
It's already just about going to tie Xbox sales.
If you want to find one, I think every Monday they get shipments in the Nintendo America store in New York.
Yeah,
and like that's the only place I've heard that actually still gets.
You still can't get one?
No,
can't even like order one.
They've sold 10 million.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
Xbox has been out for how many? 2 years now?
Two and a half years.
Two and a half years. They've sold 11 million.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3 has only sold like a few million. Less than 5 million, I think.
Anyway, like last month they were releasing the Metroid games. They released regular Metroid, Super Metroid, because Metroid 3 was coming out. Prime.
Okay.
This week they released out of like, I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, all right, okay. They released the Genesis version of Ghosts and Goblins, which is like, okay, cool.
Okay.
But they released Donkey Kong Math. Remember
really?
That? Yeah. It's like, where the fuck did they come up with
that? Now, that was one of those, like, side games that they came out with.
It's pretty much Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah.
But done...
Educational,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to add and subtract numbers to get through the mission.
All right, I couldn't...
It's the same fucking game,
Gotcha. Like, you know, at the very end, you know, the final one, you finally get to, you know, get Donkey Kong loose and you have to put the keys up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You
yes.
actually have to, like, add and subtract numbers to get the keys to go. Like, their keys are numbers.
Yes.
And that's how you set it up correctly. I was like, are you kidding me? And it was like, I think it's $5. And I was like, fuck that.
$5?
Yeah, because Nintendo games are $5.
See, all right. Really?
Yeah. Well, the system
Wait,
is
it's
this.
Nintendo, I thought it was like 4, 8, and 16.
No. Nintendo is 5. Super Nintendo is 6. 64. No, it isn't. Nintendo is 5. Anything like, just normal Nintendo is 5, I think. Like, Genesis and TurboGrafx are between 6 and 8.
Yeah.
And Super Nintendo is between 6 and 8.
See, now originally when it came out, I thought it was going to be 4, 8, and 16. It would be 4 for Nintendo games, 8 for Super Nintendo games, and 16 for $1 a bit. Yeah, that's what I thought it was like basically going to be. Now, no, that would almost be understandable, but honestly, I really think that Nintendo games should be like 5 for 5, something like that.
They
like
shouldn't
a pack
be,
of games.
Like $3.
That would be worth it.
$3 at least.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. All they are is downloading, like, seriously, 200K of data.
It's a ROM.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's
200K.
Ridiculous.
Tops. Tops. Mario Brothers was like 64K.
Super Nintendo games are a little more. The Nintendo 64 games
those
are
get
a little
to,
more. Nintendo 64 is like $8.
I could still understand those being $10 to $15. That'd be fine.
And
they're,
some of them, some of them, they're really high quality titles, like the Zelda games for 64. Or like I think even like Mario 64 when it came out was $10.
Yeah,
I think when they're like property tiles when it's something you know the people are gonna buy no matter what, they put it up as high as possible.
What was the game that Steve number two got fired for playing because he didn't go to work?
Bond
007. Just that game for
the Nintendo version.
The Nintendo 64 version.
Oh,
that was one of the most popular games that ever came out with.
Like, oh yeah. Like, play the fucking multiplayer all fucking day after work. Yeah. Play that console. Even when the system was no longer like worth playing, I'd still play that with friends.
Exactly.
Because it was still like only the until like Halo came out, it was the only worthwhile shooter game.
We still play Twisted Metal 2. That came out 11 years ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the only video game I play.
Yeah.
Well, there is a rumor out there that was just sent to me by Carly. Not confirmed, but basically Nintendo is saying that Jessica Alba is hooked on her Nintendo Wii so much that she plays it every day and basically has used it to replace her daily workout.
Well, what is she playing?
I don't fucking know.
Well, I guess because they're putting this little
Wii tennis and like stuff like
probably,
that.
Well,
the sports disc that comes with
Wii
it.
Wii Sports,
I hear that's like it's a bunch of betas, but it's awesome.
It's very fun.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's very fun. You spend a lot of time doing it.
Yeah,
because you can, you're participating.
But the
Wii
Fitness
there
thing,
pressing buttons.
The Wii Fitness thing they're putting out
says a certain boxing game is said to burn around 560 calories per hour.
That's Wii Boxing.
That's amazing.
That is not bad for a fucking video game.
Yeah. They even have like a little setup where you, where every day you do like certain games, like mini games, and it sets up your age rate of like how well your fitness is.
Yeah.
But they're putting out a new one called Wii Fit. Which is, I think,
it's
next
actually
month.
Like an electronic personal trainer. It's saying.
Remember the track and field, the pad you had to put on the floor.
Yeah,
kind of like that.
See, now I would think nowadays they could come out with something a little more sophisticated than. Do you remember what was it called? U-Force. Do you remember that? It was that little grid that you would put around you, and you could play the game.
Punch and kick.
Oh,
yeah.
There was like a game that specifically came
and
out for it.
Sucked.
Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
Because I know
everybody
tried playing Mortal Kombat with that.
Yeah,
it was like,
didn't work.
No.
But I think that Wii could come out with something that could utilize this.
Well, I think that's what this Wii Fit thing is. It's a balance board, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're creating a game around it. You know, you do yoga and all this other
shit.
I think jumping jacks and all that stuff. And it's pretty much this game, that game, and like the one that came with it, Wii Sports, were like for like ultra casuals or like fucking moms who wanted to get along with their kids, so they buy. No, originally when the system was coming out, and they were secretly shipping out systems to people.
Yeah,
they were mostly shipping them out to bloggers like moms who were blogging about their lives.
Yeah,
and because they were posting pictures about what their kids are doing, what they were doing, they decided to ship these to popular mom bloggers.
Wow.
And to get the hype up.
Yeah.
So these people would write stuff about it and post pictures and have parties.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They'd have their families over and do stuff and post pictures.
They sold them.
And that's how it helped sell them really hardcore when they first came out. So I think
I thought the moms would sell them.
No, and like that's why it took me. I actually had to buy one off a woman at my job because she bought it for her nephew, and her nephew already had it. So she was like willing to sell it. So and that's how another friend of mine who has it, he had to buy it of somebody who thought they were going to sell it on eBay, but they weren't getting any bids, so he just sold it to them.
See, like, you could do something like learn karate, like, through a Wii game. Yeah. Because it could rate, like, your, you know, performance and, like, whether you're doing things correctly.
Yeah.
It could measure all that. I think that would be pretty neat. But I don't know, like, I've never actually even used it, so I don't know how sophisticated it really is.
For a video game, it's not bad.
It's pretty, it's accurate, though, like, when you do stuff, like bowling.
Yeah. The bowling, I think, is probably the most accurate, I think.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's out of all the ones I play. It's the only one. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this here? I can go out.
It's fun, you know. It's, you know, when I played it, I was, you know, with a bunch of people when we were drinking, so it's definitely a lot more fun.
Yeah.
When you do the fitness test, it measures how old you are, and you have to do, like, bowling, tennis.
Oh, it measures your,
baseball.
Yeah.
Your physical age. Like,
yeah, like how well you do
your equivalent.
Like, how many, when you're doing the tennis, like, how many times you hit it.
Yeah.
You know, how fast you are, that kind of shit.
Like, the golf, it's like how many shots you can get. Like, they have, like a kind of range type setup. Like, you know, with bullseyes. And you have to get it to a certain area, make a certain amount of points. You only get 10 tries.
Gotcha.
And then the next one would probably be, like, boxing, where you have to hit as many bags down as possible. Over, like, a minute and a half, minute period. And then the next one would be like bowling. And you have to, you get they set up like blockers, and you have to get them through there and as many as you can.
Hmm.
Like get a straight, you know, either strike or a spare.
Yeah, really, that's
and they, and reason. It measures, and it does it every, you can do it every day.
Yeah.
So you can fluctuate up and down, up and down. What
oh,
the,
whoops.
Okay, what the fuck was that?
I don't even know.
That wasn't.
You got a web page open?
Yeah, that was good.
Is that the Fanta commercial?
It was cue for you to shut the fuck up.
Fanta, Fanta, don't you want that?
Actually, it might be cue for a break because I'm fucking
Carly,
pissed.
Well, I was trying to
cue it's
11
o'clock.
That.
Perfect.
Are you ready now?
Yeah, did you turn off that page? Right. Break time.
Messages. We'll be right back.
Let's hear some singing.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Let's give it a minute.
Who's this?
Social D.
Boring drummer ever.
What?
All right, it's Aristocrats, we are back.
He starts, he pulled his thing right out.
I did what? I pulled my thing out?
Yeah, well, yeah, shut up. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I
God,
pull this thing out,
the wire out
constantly.
Is the Aristocrats, we do have a phone number, 732-917-0456.
We're getting a phone call?
If you want to give us a call, probably now.
Call in to tell us how much you love us. Call in to tell us how much you hate us.
No, because it's already past 12 o'clock, what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Fendo's off lunch by now.
In Australia, it's like fucking noon, so.
Yeah. Hey, where the hell's the toucher been?
Yeah, I'd like to know what time we're on in Australia.
I hope, cool. like, nothing happens.
I think we're on, like a day, like a 10 and 10 a.m., kind of like a mid-shift.
They're like a day difference, right? Because they're the same time zone as Japan.
I think maybe a little more than that.
Japan! Are they really?
No.
Like, they're the same pretty much area of the world.
I think maybe it's late day. I think because if he's like just hitting lunch at our first hour.
Well, Japan is
a day ahead.
A day ahead and an hour back. Or is it an hour ahead?
I think he said an hour back.
I don't know.
So I think they're probably later because they're later. I think they're farther in.
Yeah, but if you look at a map, you go down from Japan, it pretty much is like the same area as Australia.
What time zone is Australia, Matt?
What time zones? There's a whole bunch, isn't there?
Well, what time is it in Australia?
About the same time as Japan.
Yeah. So what is that? An hour, a day
Japan,
and an hour ahead 11, or back?
11 hours ahead of us, approximately.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, middle, early.
Right, so right now it's 10 a.m., 10 a.m.
It's probably probably closer to lunchtime, actually. So they might be 12 hours ahead.
I think they're 13.
The international dateline is like a lightning bolt.
According to the world clock on Carly's cell phone, it says September 7th in Tokyo, 12:13 p.m.
Okay.
12:13.
So there you go.
So it's like 13
13 hours ahead.
Nice.
13 hours ahead, I'm sorry.
Good.
My math is
backwards. So it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to lunch.
Why? What were we talking about while I was pissing?
What time it is in Australia?
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to start the hour.
Well, what time we come on in Australia? Which would be 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
In the morning. Yeah.
The friend of mine at work who, you know, is a fan of the show, I told him, like, yeah, we're apparently we have a large listenership in Australia. Mm-hmm. And he's just laughing. He's like, Australia, it's just, you know, it's such an obscure.
There's still people.
I know. Yeah. It's like, there's still people.
It's the fucking Flintstones. Like,
it's not like we got like a hookup on Mars or something like that.
Yeah.
We got like bacteria listening to
Australia,
us.
Australia. Like,
I
wish.
A guy in my office who really doesn't know who I am, he just knows that I do a radio show occasionally. Yeah. He says, he's like, how's that guy in Japan? I'm like, who told you about that?
Okay.
I guess the guy.
That guy's still giving you shit?
Yeah, he actually said, he's like, how's your friend in Japan? He still fucking hates you? I was like, what?
The thing is, does the whole network have like a big base in Australia?
I would imagine so. I mean, okay. No one else's numbers were given out. I don't know what anyone else did.
Well, what I'm saying is it because of the Tarion Wireless?
Yeah, that was the only thing. Yeah.
Okay. And it just doesn't happen to be that like the later shows get, you know, more people because of the time frame.
Well, we're the only show.
Well, all the shows are on late, really.
No, well,
yeah, everybody's on pretty late.
Yeah, everybody extends their hours.
Okay.
Except for like Content Kennedy, they're kind of stuck. Even though I think they've done a couple of 3-hour shows in the last couple
weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, they mentioned that recently.
But I think anybody who's on past 9 o'clock is they're pretty much, you know, late. I think we're the only show that's a late night show that goes past their hours.
Hmm.
Like I don't think Chaos goes past, what, 12 o'clock, I think they go to?
And the dog is eating, I don't know what.
More shit?
Something bigger.
But a lot of the shows on this network, they actually have sets. They actually set everything up. Like, their breaks down to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Joe and Kenny were here, we're talking to them after the show, like, how they set everything up. And they have things, like, for those 2 hours, they have breaks set up. They have segments set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? When you listen to BJ's show set up, like, he has it set up just like a regular radio show.
Yeah.
They do a break an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost dangerous.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I think even, was it Chaos does that too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? But we just do it because we need a fucking break. We need to take a piss.
Well,
if we did more time, when we do the 11 o'clock hour, we do later, we go for 2 hours.
We go for about an hour and a half.
Yeah. You know, and it's like we don't stop. Mm-hmm. We just get up, take pisses, fucking move around. We don't. We're just still bullshitting.
Yeah, like now.
Yeah,
that's cool. So anyway, I'm getting the
everybody.
The messages are coming through the headphones.
Yeah, they're like.
Yeah,
not yours. Hers.
I guess that's another.
Just turn the volume down.
That's how you know there's fucking dead air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, even when I'm talking, I'm just hearing like right in the one ear.
Yeah,
it's like you're in kindergarten. You're getting that sound test again.
Oh god!
Oh god! I hated that shit.
I was good at that.
Yeah,
I have very good hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Yep, raising your arms.
Or unless you're Carly and you just make it up.
Wow!
The hearing test. You would just make it up.
What are you, deaf?
She would pretend she would hear stuff.
Wow!
And just like she's like,
that's
okay,
right.
Wait, so she's
right?
She's the.
And they'd be like, good.
Yeah, actually, my little sister, I believe, they told her that she had a hearing problem, but it turns out the machine was broken.
Nice.
Because she took it again and it was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
She got, like, everything wrong. Virtually everything wrong.
I remember fucking with that stuff where I just didn't pay attention to it. Like, I just did it once and I was, like, kind of fucking around, and then they made me take it again, like, 2 months later, and I was like...
No, you were probably eating a garbage bag full of Captain Crunch.
Whoa!
And you couldn't hear.
Holy shit.
He's like, what? A bloop. He's like, what?
you fucking filthy.
And what was it? Wow. 7.
What was Carly afraid of? That they were going to send her to like an internment camp or something? Like, you can't hear. You go to this camp.
With a bunch of Japs.
Then there was the little red dot on the picnic table,
oh,
right?
I hated that.
With the apple or something like that. Yeah, is it on the plate or off the plate?
Mine were the letter.
Remember that shit?
When I did those stupid things, it was the letter ones. They make you like sit there and stare into it.
Well,
what letter do you what letter do you see? It's like, what?
I actually can't do them. Yeah, those weird circle ones.
Yeah.
I'm actually like a form. I have a form of
color blindness. Yeah. So does Steve.
Yeah.
I'm like slightly colorblind. Apparently, if there's like degrees of it. Apparently.
Me too.
See, Steve says that he's slightly colorblind. He's seriously colorblind. We used to have this green 73 duster. I don't know if they made them that year.
Right. It looked brown.
A duster,
probably because it wasn't washed.
It looked like a
10
tank.
Years.
It was one of those heavy duty.
Oh yeah.
And it was green.
Yeah. A relic from the 70s.
It was green. It was the green is the bag that's sitting next to Derek right now.
Wow.
That green,
looks,
that green? That looks fucking blue
to
me. It's almost like a hunter green.
Yes, that
looks
hunter
blue?
Green. Wow. Okay?
Like navy
Steve
blue.
Steve said, what happened to that brown car that you had? And I said, what brown car? You know that brown car that you used to have with the leather, the seats that were all torn up? I go, that was a fucking green duster.
How now, brown car?
How now, green duster?
How about the thing was a giant piece of rotting shit? I was probably looking at dry rot, which is brown. So that's probably what made me think it was fucking brown.
It was,
probably wasn't washed in its entire fucking existence on this earth. So I can't be faulted.
Nah.
When I did those tests with the colors, I swear to God, I thought they were fucking with me.
Yeah,
because right? I'd never done them before.
Like, there's no number there.
Yeah, and the guy was just like, "So, what number do you see in this?" I'm just like, "What? I'm like, where is there no? Like, does it make him? I don't get it.
Like, you thought maybe there's like one hidden, like in a spot, like somewhere on it. Not like that. There's a big number in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah,
I had trouble with him.
And
too.
Then like he showed me like an example. I guess they flip it over with the reverse.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, oh, I can see it there, but I don't see it. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you have color blindness. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I swear, I really thought he was fucking with me.
I know. It's terrible though when you like have to accept something like that.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck. There's nothing I can do about that. Yeah. Yeah,
I felt like that kid in fucking Little Miss Sunshine when found out he was there. Just start fucking writing down real. Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyone see that? No.
Like the girl in Kids when they told her she had AIDS.
Well, he was trained to be a pilot.
I only had sex with Telly.
What?
Telly.
Vaughn, what did you do when they told you were gay? How did you react?
Wow. I'm a fucking douchebag.
When fucking Murray when Murray Povich told you were
Murray
gay.
Murray Povich? When did he become a fucking dwarfy Jew?
When was
I
he
mean,
not?
He is a Jew, but when did he become
as
like
Jew I'm as thinking, Jew gets?
I'm thinking now like a fat roundy Jew, like
he's
Albert
as Jew
like,
as Jew Carey.
What were you gonna say, Carly? You got something to say?
I was just gonna say, well, my hearing is atrocious. Like I can't hear shit.
What?
I really can't.
What?
Derek gets so mad at me
because I'm a mumbler. I mumble.
It's like, true.
I call him mushmouth. I can't. Yeah. I can't understand a word.
I get
really
so pissed.
It's more like push pop mouth because that's usually what he has in his mouth when he's mumbling.
Well, I get so pissed because she has to imitate me every time. Like, I'll just say something. She'll be like, what? And I'll say it again. She's like, I can't hear you. All I'm hearing is, I'm like, you have to fucking act it out every time.
You should hit her.
I don't normally do that, only recently, because he gets mad at me, and I'm like, but this is all I can hear. Like, he's like, you heard me. And I'm like, no, this is exactly what I heard.
So you got a mumbler and someone who can't hear.
Yeah, exactly.
She just heard fucking deflated bagpipes.
You know how you guys...
You know, Derek, this is all I hear.
You know how you guys
say... Oddly enough, that's all I did.
You know how you guys say I'm very loud?
Yes.
It's because... Shut up! It's because everybody else sounds really kind of low to me. So I'm always...
So you probably have a hearing.
So you got like a guy with the headphone syndrome.
Well, I think my ears have been destroyed from going to shows and just listening to a lot of music and headphones over the years.
Probably trying to put food in your ears.
I'm a really loud talker. I'm a really loud talker, too.
Yeah.
Vaughn can't get enough food in his mouth to satisfy it.
I can't get enough...
He's shoving his ears in his nose.
I can't get enough cock in my mouth, my ears, my nose.
Isolate
that. You fucking douche.
You steer it gay, dude.
You're the one who incited. What did you just say? What about Murray Povich fucking telling you were gay?
Murray
Povich. Okay, so
Murray
you're
going
to be gay. He doesn't mean you have to take penises in your nose. That's
good. Murray Hill. That's what he meant, but he can never remember the last name.
I can't remember it. It's just for
a joke. He doesn't care.
I don't care because he's not fucking worth
my
breath.
Might as well be Smith.
He's not worth my breath.
John Smith. I don't know his name.
Some fucking woman dressed as a guy.
But getting back to Carly not being able to hear. Shit.
I can't hear shit. Actually, was talking to one of the grounds people here today. Like, I was walking out and he was talking to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What? And he's like, I'm sorry, my English isn't so good. And I was like, no, I can't hear my boyfriend either. And he's like, where's your boyfriend from? And I was like, Middletown. He speaks perfect English. I still can't hear.
No, I don't
speak. It's not your fault.
I wonder if Jimmy Hart with a megaphone next to her would be like, come on, baby! You should try that.
Count him, Rev, count him!
You gotta do it in the voice,
you mess with the bull, you might get the horns!
That's right, baby!
That's awesome.
I really like. I want to take this joke to the next level, but it'd be too uncomfortable.
What?
So.
Do it. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah, no, never mind.
No, that's right.
Do it.
What?
Like sexual connotations? You know?
Really?
Like, you like that, baby? What?
What? What?
What? What? What?
You like it when I stick it there?
What?
You want me to come on your eyeball?
What?
Want me to put it in
and
your
the
butt?
Bad thing is, huh? I just say yes a lot of times. Yeah. I don't
sure,
know.
Wherever. What the fuck are you doing? You told me I could.
You want me to invite Vaughn and a couple of my friends?
Wow.
Sure, whatever.
Vaughn and a couple of my friends.
Steve wants to be invited.
A couple
to
of
party.
My friends and Vaughn. Separation.
Because we need two cars because I'm so fat.
No, because his penis is so shameful he can fit two other dudes in at the same time.
My penis is shameful. My balls, yes. My penis my is not.
Yeah, they told me.
Yeah. But you are a loud talker.
I'm a loud talker.
And the phone is horrible. I had to turn my volume all the way down when you were talking to me about nothing. Dak, guess what? I turned all the way down. And then Craig calls me. And I'm like, I can't hear Craig. He's just like, hey.
And it, but it
actually, it's more like this.
Hey.
And I'm like,
he's Ken Kniff.
I fucking hear him. And I realized I turned my phone all the way down. Because Carly's like, so.
It's true. Can't help it. I think it's because true. I can't hear.
It's not it, though.
Oh. I'm doing this project at work. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, I got Craig on the other line.
What is it?
I work with a girl who has some kind of eardrum thing where it's like it's only like developed as far as five-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that developed.
And the brain capacity of one, too.
Pretty much. And she mumbles when she talks because she can't really hear herself talking.
She's a hot fucking retard.
Almost like she's deaf. So,
but she's hot.
Yeah,
she's hot.
What if she's listening to me?
What hot with Dowdy?
Dowdy.
That's the only problem I have with Holly. With Holly, you guys are married.
She has
is that she fuck? No, she mumbles all
you're
the time.
You're not allowed to talk about Holly.
I'm not allowed to talk about. I can bring this up. I think she's probably sleeping. But she mumbles all the time on the phone, and I'm like, what? And she repeats, and I'm like, what? She's like, and I'm like, honey, I'm like, you really got to one word at a time.
One syllable at a time.
I'm
like, Simpson. And then when we're
hang
like,
up, send me a message, and call me back.
When we hang out, I understand it fine. She's on the phone for some odd reason. I can't understand it for shit.
Yeah. I'm sure she feels the same about you.
Wow.
Because I barely understand you in a fucking microphone.
You're an asshole. My little cousin doesn't move her lips when she talks, really. I don't know if you've noticed that. Yeah. She's like, so what's going on today? And I can't. Oh, for the life
it's
of me,
that weird
I can't
understand
her.
Like flighty, like kind of almost like a lazy, like.
I know people like that.
Yeah, we know. I'll say MH.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Yeah. Very continue. Very thin.
Matt Hardy.
That's all I can come up with.
Matt Hardy.
Mike Hunt.
Mike. Mike Hunt.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Yeah.
And it's that whole non-mouth moving thing.
That it makes it so hard for me to understand her.
Yeah.
But I try. I still I haven't given up. I have really good eyesight, though. Like, I went to the eye doctor for the first time this year, ever in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, and I like, they did, like, I had the stupid school ones.
Okay.
But, like, they were looking at my eyes, and they were like, you have, like, a zero prescription.
You're
and
fucking
I was like,
awesome.
This is, I was like, this is my first trip to an eye doctor. And she was so excited. She's like, well, you know what's going to happen next? We're going to go into another room, and we're going to put drops in your eyes, and we're going to look at them. And she was, like, really excited.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not three. I've just never been here before.
We're going to dilate. Look, cunt.
I'm not three.
We're going to dilate the fuck out of your eyes.
Oh, gosh.
And you're not
going
to be able to see for, like, a couple hours afterwards.
I loved that.
Are you serious?
By the way.
That's
you look terrible.
You look I remember when you got back from it, and you were talking to Matt. You're like, do you ever go to the eye doctor and they blow the air in your eyes? He's like, yeah. She's like, isn't that fun? And Matt just
you
goes,
like that?
No.
Are you fucking sadistic?
It.
You
look like the eye doctor.
When you
I
get
do.
The eyes dilated, you look like
you're a masochist. You like that.
Masochist.
I liked
you
when I was like, I was looking at my cell phone and it was just blurry, but if I held it really far away, then I could see it.
Mm-hmm. You look like an anime character after you get your eyes dilated.
I thought that was so much fun. No, it was such an experience.
The eyes dilating is one thing. The blowing the air.
Hate
that's
it.
That's disturbing.
Dude, I'd rather get like fucking dissected while
really?
Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Dissected
wow. while alive.
Yeah, I'd rather have
I'd rather be fucking William Wallace.
Surgery while under no
searing no gas pain.
Yeah.
See, I'd rather get
unnecessary
pain.
Surgery land.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather get my teeth cleaned without Novocaine.
Because you're waiting for it, and it's like waiting for somebody to stick your eye with a needle.
I don't think
like,
they give you Novocaine.
To get your teeth cleaned. I was going to say, I've never had any Novocaine ever at the dentist.
Well,
I also probably have
well, you know how they're doing, I'm getting the deep cleanings. Yeah, think of what you want.
Yeah, I bet.
But
take it deep.
I had to go yesterday to the dentist, and they had to do it. Like, they did my whole right side.
This is your second visit in like.
I got one more. One month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One the top left, and that's.
And
it.
You won't shave that fucking beard.
No,
for
are you serious? The beard's good.
Vaughn, we're gonna work on that gag reflex.
They should be happy that I'm fucking brushing my teeth before they.
Doctor, like, wow. I am hung.
Eat a fucking bag of Oreos before you come.
No, I ate a fucking. I think I ate a sub yesterday.
Oh,
and
sub.
I was like, I should fucking brush.
Fucking
them.
Provolone in your fucking teeth.
Fucking
I saw
provolone.
A guy
unopened Tootsie Roll.
I saw a guy
in his mouth. I was like waiting
at the dentist office eating Burger King before he went in. Who does that?
Just giving up on life.
Like give them some like
leeway.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like when they open your mouth or clean your teeth, like it's fucking nasty, number one. Number two, especially nasty when you have fried saturated fat stuck in your teeth. Like, that's just rude.
They numb my whole side of my face up, right? Yeah. And this guy is the main dentist, right? And the only times I ever see him is when he comes and he checks my face.
Mm-hmm. He cries and screams.
He applies Novocaine. And then when the woman's done, he comes back and checks to see your work.
To himself or to you?
Wow. Shut up.
Maybe she's not certified.
No, I get. No, she's just like the apprentice. You know,
the
apprentice. Assistants. Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, dentist Donald Trump.
And she's cleaning around. Stuff. She's pulling this shit out. And at times when I'm sitting there, the only times I'm getting worried is when she's putting a piece of gauze in my mouth and rubbing. The areas and pulling it out and it's completely covered in blood. And I'm like, yeah, that's not good. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's not good. But then she's like, all right, tell me if this hurts. And she starts cleaning around one area of a tooth and then she goes the other side. And I'm like, aw. And I'm like, I can't say anything because half my face is fucking numb. I feel like someone punched me in the jaw.
Bell's palsy.
And I'm like, And she's like, I guess that hurt. And I'm like, yeah.
I've had times where the Novocaine started wearing off. I was like, yeah, you need to apply more.
Need more. Need quick. Needle.
It did fucking quick. And the woman I had the first time, I refer to her as the Russian because she's Russian.
The Russian.
Very wow, clever. You're so astute, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Well, my sister-in-law calls her Olga, and I don't think that's her name, so I call her the Russian.
Oh, wow. That's very astute
and
as well.
Does
she have a mole?
And she's, you know, she gets down, she just doesn't say word, and she just does her business, and
does
that's
she have
it.
Frostbite pussy?
She does her work, and that's it. Mm-hmm. The woman I had yesterday was like, she's talking, she's having conversations with me, and I'm like, I got like a friggin' suction cup in there, fucking her two hands, fucking with needles and fucking mirrors, and she's trying to have a conversation with me.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, God, can I have the Russian? I was like, really just wanted the Russian, because she'd sit there and like use her hands and fucking just... Like a mechanic on a fucking, like an old diesel truck.
Bring me Yolanda.
She was just attacking me. And this woman, she's like, da 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 da. You know,
should talk about communism.
Yeah.
Banging up an old jalopy. Yeah, I got my teeth cleaned for the first time in a long time. And it looked like someone punched me in the face for about an hour. Yeah. And then I sneezed onto the cloth. That's what it looked like. It was just pieces of gum and blood everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nasty. Wow.
They had me rinse. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't keep my right side of my face, my lips closed. So every time I would slurp, the water would spit out my fucking mouth. I'm like,
I hate that.
A fucking faucet?
They do that to embarrass you, I think. They're like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, your mouth is full of Novocaine. Go ahead. Why don't you try to gargle this?
I'm like, I'm holding my lip.
You know, they're videotaping it and they laugh at it later.
Of course.
I'm holding my lip with my two fingers while I'm doing it. I'm like, this.
Nice.
I'm like, fucking holding it down. And I'm like, and it's still spitting out. I'm like, oh, fucking get it on my hand. I'm fucking wiping it off on the cloth. I'm like, this is fucking worthless. Why am I doing this? And like, I still have like another hour to go. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
The first time I went to the dentist, I was like 21.
Wow.
Literally. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to the dentist in almost 10 years.
The doctor fucking opened my mouth and quit.
That's it. Pink slip right in your mouth.
He just fucking grabbed his diploma and left.
Gotta move to another state.
I'm out.
Well, I remember a few shows back, we were talking about... getting the root canals and shit, and I was talking about what the fuck was that?
The dog is terrified of the stick in the corner.
I thought he tore ass.
It's my walking stick.
Yeah, but she's terrified.
Did it fall on her or something like that? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Hold on.
But you know what? Not to go too far off track. This yesterday morning and this morning, both times Lola sleeps in bed with me once Derek goes to work. She's there anyway, but she crawled out from under the covers. It was still dark. It was like right when my alarm went off.
Yeah,
and she was laying on me, looking towards the bedroom door, and just growling.
Really?
Like, angry, like, riled up, like, fur up.
Mm-hmm. And then she laid in between me and the bedroom door, and she just stared at the wall.
Yeah, your house is haunted.
I don't like that.
No, it's not.
It's haunted.
No, it's
not. What about that room makes her
she
upset?
She fucking ran into that corner one day, and that stick fell on her.
What
okay?
about the bedroom?
I don't know about the bedroom, but let me explain this first.
Yeah.
So now if her ball goes near that stick, she won't go near it because the stick fucking
Well, it's understandable. Fine. We figured that out.
Yeah.
Right, well, why
so her and Matt are sitting up there for like hours like fucking videotaping it and fucking
videotaping
analyzing it and going, there must be a ghost.
Well, number one, I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe in ghosts. It was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, it was a joke to you. Yeah. But all that joking around, the only thing I wanted to do was go to bed. I was like, I have to get up really early. Just let me go to sleep. Because Steve was fucking passed. It was a Conte and Kennedy show.
Yes.
Steve was passed out drunk. I'm like, I'm not waiting for this asshole to wake up. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Thanks.
The only thing I wanted to do was go to sleep. So she wakes me up. It was really creepy, and she wouldn't go near the corner. And I'm just like, why are you telling me this? What do you want me to do?
Why are you giving me nightmares now?
Yeah. What do you want? What can I do? It was just creepy. Even Matt said it was haunted.
Well, Matt said it must be fucking
official.
It's true.
It must be true.
Matt just wanted to ruin my night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got ghosts. Bye.
Yeah, you got a ghost infestation. You're going to have to call Ghostbusters.
See you later.
Infestation.
Yeah.
They're like Mexicans. They're just bumping into each other and shit.
Not like roaches or anything. Mexicans.
What the fuck's the difference?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It was pretty
cucarachas.
Funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was fucking pure passed out on the couch.
Yes. Yeah, you
he
were.
He was mumbling something about white power.
He was. He would just wake up and just go... White power.
How about Steve, come on, you got to get up. We got to go home. White power.
And he's like rubbing his balls or thigh right now.
My inner thigh itches.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Come get this.
Come get this.
I hate when you have an itch in an awkward spot where it's going to be like, you know, inner thigh and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like not your ass crack, but like...
What the
shit,
fuck?
It hit me. It clipped me.
Clumsy fat doofus.
Oh, shut up and lick
right
your own
there,
balls,
fucking douche.
Well, anyway,
Dick Van Vaughn.
Real quick, I want to relate my dentist story. So I was relating at the, you know, a couple shows back, the dentist, he gave me the root canal, he like pushed it out with like a screwdriver. He's like, yeah, there you go, you're done.
Oh, the big Jew?
Yeah, the big like Jew Italian guy. And he's sitting there and he's doing like, he's prepping me and shit. And he's like saying to the girl who's black, he's like, he's mentioning a movie he saw recently. He's like, yeah, isn't it true black people don't like scary movies?
What?
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, well, that's quite an assumption to make.
What?
I happen to not like them, but I can't speak for every black
that's
person.
That's quite an assumption.
She was black?
Yeah, and he was making like all these like awkward stereotypes.
That's like saying, like, oh, isn't it true that like blacks don't like the cold?
Or like, all Jews hate the Holocaust.
Or, like, he's looking at
blacks
Steve.
Blacks can't swim.
He's looking at Steve going, ah, these poor fuckers. Look at these fucking benefits.
Well, I have benefits now.
Yeah,
so it's, that was pure paid for.
But
look at all the veal he's been eating, this poor fucker. Yeah,
no. Look at all the fake veal this guy's been eating. He's been eating fucking...
Yoda,
dog
yodels.
He's bathing in the field.
Fucking ding dongs. No,
but it was just,
that's weird.
The guy was
yeah.
such a douchebag.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, and then the girl's like, "Oh, he has no bedside manners." I'm like, "Bedside manners? He's fucking borderline racist.
He's in the fucking he's in the free clinic. That's why
the
he's so
borderline."
No, this is like a fucking respected dentistry.
What he means to say is like. Don't black people often overreact to scary?
Oh yeah, they're like, oh my lord!
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Well, they have to like say like,
go in that door,
yeah.
nigga.
Yeah, seriously,
it's like a scary movie. Like that to
exactly.
me is
yeah,
the
exactly.
ultimate like fucking mm-hmm. like that's so true.
Yeah.
Like the black, he's like, don't well, go in there.
There is like stereotypical behavior in movies for virtually every
Bonnie,
everyone.
Speaking of which, we were listening to the replay of the show where you talk about the fat guy at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Who I'm going to now I'm going to support Matt's claim that the guy was probably between 600 and 700 pounds.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, the fat nerd you said he sat in front of you. Wasn't he also like fucking marking out to the movie?
Oh, totally.
Like wasn't he like
totally
reciting
was.
Lines?
No. I knew because I'd already seen the movie.
He was
movie,
going like, oh shit, yeah.
I had cued. Like when I point was coming up to the in the movie where I was like I like looked at Eric and I pointed and then when it happened they reacted so like I yeah. knew like it was gonna happen like it's something that I can control you know like I'm thinking what they're physically reacting to because
oh,
they can't
disgusting.
Control it you know what I mean though they can't control it. Like when Optimus Prime said one shall stand one shall fall the fat nerd reached over his fat girlfriend and like knuckled with the other guy oh. like, you don't do that. You don't do that.
Fucking
that's terrible.
Shut up.
Give me some nooks.
Seriously, like he was that like hot on that scene that he
wow
that he had to like it's punch his friend's knuckle like yeah
it's a made up robot in CGI.
His girlfriend was probably happy that she didn't get punched
well,
in the
she
face.
She was just like
scene.
Like she had these thank like God. Combined like 600-700 pounders like
how
you know,
old, how big she was she like three
she,
four
no she was just a fat girl like, I don't know I, and but her and I don't want to say your boyfriend, but I assume it was.
Yeah.
He was in the high threes, this guy.
Oh!
Because I tell you, he did not really fit in the seat in front of me. He didn't. He really didn't.
He wished that the armrest went up so he can get two seats?
Pretty much, yeah.
He was fucking... Yeah. He was offensive to look
he
at.
He would have been...
Was he as offensive as the guy who's playing air drums at the Rush show?
That guy? He was... No. No. The air drummer at the Rush concert paled in comparison.
That guy
really?
Made my fucking
fat Transformers
night.
Nerd.
That guy made my night.
He really did.
Fat Transformers nerd.
It was enjoyable. The only thing that would have been better if the fat Transformers nerd was the air drummer at the Rush concert.
You know, if they make a G.I. Joe movie, you know the same fat fucks and the same guys are going to be at that fucking film.
Well, probably, yeah.
Because we all grew up with those two cartoons.
Yeah.
the fat drummer. Oh my God.
The G.I. Joe movie so only great. Came out like a year after the Transformers movie. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty much the same crowd. But I was just, I was kind of disappointed in humanity that
disappointed?
Night.
How many times did you see that movie?
Three times.
And you weren't disappointed any other time that during those three other seeings?
No. I mean,
that
like,
were around you?
I was disappointed at just the reactions and that I could cue it. That I could say like, I know that this point is coming up, and I know how that one's going to react, and right. I can say, watch.
Oh, you didn't have any other watch. Times in that when
what
you were
mean?
Watching it? You didn't have any other
Well, the very first time I saw it was like right when it came out.
Oh, so you
and
at
the
all.
Crowd, the crowd reactions to things were expected, but when it was like, you
third
know,
time in.
It had been out a few weeks, you know, and everybody had seen it, maybe this guy hadn't gotten around to see it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, and his friend hadn't seen it, you know, and he was just kind of, you know...
Derek, when Derek decided to take the last Thursday off and went to go see Superbad.
Decided.
Well, you just text everybody 8 o'clock. Not, no show. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Superbad.
Yeah.
And
I heard it was pretty much super good.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
It was pretty good.
And the only problem I had with the whole audience was at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When they're like drunk sitting there in the two, they're laying on the floor, the both of them, and they're talking about each other.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how much they love each other, you know, like as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just got cringe. Like, they were cringing because it was like, because they're all thinking that, like, all of a sudden they're just going to sit there and rip each other's clothes off and butt fuck each other.
Wow.
It's like, what the fuck's, like, it was
I don't think John Waters directed it.
It was seriously, everybody was just kind of like,
yikes.
Like, holding back. You can hear people going, like, just kind of cringing. Like, it was weird. I was like, what the fuck? And then the next,
gasp for
humanity. And then the next morning comes in and everybody's like, oh, like kind of cringe.
Well, it was
like
kind of weird.
But it was like, I mean, come on, you know, people, you know, that's just, it's like, it wasn't like a reaction I don't think the director wanted or the writers wanted originally that they wanted people to go, oh, I think they're going to fuck. And then the next morning, because they get all freaked out, they're all wigged out, like, you know, people, you know, a guy wakes up to kind of react.
It was supposed
to
be cringy.
Yeah, I don't think it was supposed to be. The way the people were reacting when I saw it was just like
you don't think
top.
It was you don't think it was supposed to strike like a homophobic chord in everyone
kind of in a little bit but I don't think
you don't,
think
it was supposed to strike a natural
really
reaction to men having sex with each other
after watching that whole movie. You don't think that the only reason why they did that scene was I just completely blanked out.
Nice. Welcome to my world.
I completely blanked out.
Awesome.
What I was gonna say.
Wow.
I don't think the fucking director cares because he's fucking rich off the movie. So people can think whatever the fuck they want.
Did you just have a seizure, Derek?
I think I did. No, do you really think that he expected the audience that would go see that movie and sit through what they sat through, because that was towards the end of the movie, to really be like, oh my God, they really love each other.
Yeah.
They're like best friends.
They're really big
like,
fucking
this is,
well,
this
I think,
is
I
really,
think he was intending some kind
this
of...
This is so sweet.
No, I think he was intending some kind of a little bit of a cringe way, but the way the people around...
It was total cringe. It was they were drunk and they were saying they love each other and they were like hugging and stuff. They did everything but make out.
Yeah, but the way
it was like,
and then they woke up and he was just like, your mom's got big tits.
Oh, I gotta
and
go.
He left.
You know,
it was like it's Derek. Like, it was like Derek and Pat after a party here.
It was like
Derek and Pat after
like,
anything.
Completely sober.
That's true.
Like, the way they left before.
I was trying to leave some.
The way Pat
in
left
there.
Before it was like he was almost gonna kiss him. It was like,
wow.
And I kidding.
Well, he was walking out. And I extended my hand from the couch right at his crotch.
Yeah,
and then he's like,
yeah, he slapped.
And he like kind of like frolicked away. I was like, fuck.
No, but
me and Pat are
like,
weird.
Like, I expect a little bit of a cringe. Yeah.
But weird, you mean fucking homosexual?
Go on, okay. Go on YouTube, put in the words Derek and Pat and Derek, or Derek and Pat.
I think it's Pat and Derek.
And the first video that comes up, you'll understand why.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's funny.
But yeah, it is. It is funny. Oh. But I don't expect... The way that people were reacting, though, they were going a little over top. I was a little cringed by it, but I was like, that's pretty much a natural reaction.
Yeah, I think you've pretty much fucking killed and butt-fucked that fucking topic, so yeah. Let's move on to another one.
All right, lady, what do you got?
Lady!
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Wow. Nothing, as
lady.
Nothing.
Because I look like a woman.
You do. You look like a fucking...
You look like a blown-out whore pussy.
You look like a... All you need is a fucking mullet, and you look like a pro golfer.
You're fucking...
Oh, shit.
Dude, your mouth has been fucking dick fucked so many times, it looks like a pussy.
Dude, you're fucking rubbing your balls.
Does it, Violent J?
Yeah. You didn't say that exactly.
You really need to get the new line.
It's pretty close.
Fucking...
It's pretty close to it.
Insane Clown Posse's been retired for years.
What's the
real
line?
You're still ripping them off.
Retired? They're still making albums, you ugly
fucking scumbag.
Separately, they're not making albums.
They just came out with an album this year, you fat kike.
That's true. And who bought it? Fat Chicks and you.
Wow.
And Rogers, because I didn't buy it.
Wait, what album sold a million copies?
Great Malenko.
And they were like, they completely flipped out when that happened.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a lot for somebody that gets no radio play.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And that is a lot.
It is.
Has it ever happened since?
No. Probably not. Have they done any
platinum? Actually, no. Jekyll Brothers.
Jekyll Brothers.
It was platinum, too, I think.
That's 500,000.
It's all the Florida.
And platinum's a million. Gold is 500,000.
Oh, that's right.
I was
thinking gold.
Pretty impressive for somebody who, like, is completely still
for
underground.
For two fat hacks dressed in fucking clown makeup.
Fat hacks.
Was that the dog?
I have no idea.
Dog just go...
No, that was Carly.
Carly's not even listening to it in headphones anymore. She just gave up.
I see you guys.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be monitoring the sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had no sound effects to the show either. It's disappointing.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, it's true.
We're still recording, right?
I don't think so.
No, it's over.
So what happened with Apple?
Oh,
there's a bunch of stuff going on with them, right?
Apple. They decided to announce three things.
Yes. Go ahead, Vaughn.
A new Nano.
Our Apple associate here. Yeah. Only one with one.
Well, actually, it just broke on me. I got to buy a new one.
What is it?
It just broke, huh?
Well, strange.
Well, what? Like I said, you use a computer, 8 hours a day for about
nothing
two,
happens
for 2 years. The hard drive's gonna die.
I haven't messed on that for like 10 years.
I know.
How old is your computer, Matt?
In like 15.
My
hours
current
a day.
One is four years old. It's probably been on running constantly for like 3 years, 11 months.
Yeah.
How many times have you changed your hard drive?
None.
Zero. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's a regular computer though. It's not a laptop.
Well, what the hell do you have? Oh, you have a laptop?
Laptop, yeah.
Oh, is it not the arm not as strong or something like that?
Yeah, I just destroyed it.
Because the arm on a hard drive eventually will give no matter what.
What is arm?
Yeah.
The arm that writes.
Yeah, I think that's what it's pretty much died. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It's like a big record player. Well, it's like a little record player really. Yeah. It just kinda goes like this.
Anyway, they announced yesterday that they're going to change the way the Nano looks. The Nano actually now looks like a mini version of their classic iPods. You know,
a
smaller version of that with a bigger screen so they can actually show videos on it. Their new one called the Touch, which is the iPhone minus the iPhone. So it's all the same crap, like the Safari feature. You can go online. You can play your iTunes. A little bigger of a thing. I think it's between 8 and 16.
Yeah.
And the prices are like, I think, $2 and $3.99.
You got the Touch,
and then the biggest one that a lot of people are now wigging out online about is that they're cutting the price of the Apple phone.
Yeah,
from $5.99 now to $3.99.
They're cutting it from outrageously expensive to expensive.
Too expensive, yeah. And a lot of people are like, wigging out because they bought. Like, who the fuck buys Gen 1? Who really?
What is that?
Generation 1. Who buys Generation 1 of any product?
Oh,
yeah. Right. You got the hardcore people who buy it, but a lot of people bought this thing when it came out the first day, and now they're all pissed because they're not. Now they just lost.
Yeah, they're called trend whores.
Yeah, like a lot of hardcore people who are in like fanboys and stuff like that will buy the first thing that comes out.
Fanboys.
Well,
Apple fanboys.
There's Apple fanboys. Yeah.
Oh, I know there are.
And like anything, like even with like you can even ask Derek, like Star Wars stuff. When the first DVDs came out for Star Wars.
This is a quote from Jabba from the last movie.
Okay.
Look at her!
No, Lauren, stay here,
Lauren,
please.
Jump!
Lauren, stay.
Lauren, jump!
Just stay, please. Enjoy it.
Quote
Like
Java.
And Lola left. The dog's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Like, you're a fucking pig, Dad.
Like, did you buy
Dad.
When they remastered the films, right? And they re-showed them back on the big screen when he added all that shit. Did you buy those original tapes?
I went and saw them, but I didn't buy them.
But you saw them.
I think I saw the first two re-released. I didn't see
them. Okay, but you did go out and see them.
Yeah.
And then when the films came out, on the new ones came out for theatrical, you saw them. And then you bought them on DVD.
I only saw episode 3 theatrically.
Oh, really? I saw
didn't
all
see
of them.
One or two. Didn't I like them.
So waste
still
of
don't like them.
Shut up.
It was a waste of fucking time, the first two.
Yeah, it was.
I saw all of them on
I still concur with
I haven't
that.
Bought
the
them.
The stories, storylines, okay. I mean,
the way they were pulled off, horribly.
Yeah, the movie itself, Jar Jar Binks, awful.
And then now that they just reissued them, what, like a couple months ago?
Well, that I did buy. I bought the newest reissue, which is not only the special edition with the gay Jabba scene and Han shooting first and all that.
But the original film.
The original theatrical remastered. Version without any added graphics, without any added scenes or anything like that.
Now, I think another 2 years, he's going to release them again for IMAX.
Okay.
So they're 3D.
Now,
yeah. All six films, all six films in a row, in concession.
You mentioned a while back that somebody removed all footage from Jar Jar and tried to release a downloadable version.
Oh, they
did. How much shorter is the one without Jar Jar?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Not much.
Not much. No.
Not
but,
much.
But Jar Jar's like stupid scenes are completely cut.
Like the scene,
and they actually did a joke on that on Foxtrot.
Yeah,
where like he downloaded like the non Jar Jar Binks version,
the clean cut.
Yeah, and then they cut to Lucas, and he's like freaking out because because someone stole his idea for the special edition non Jar Jar Star Wars.
That was one of my favorite comics. I'm so disappointed.
Foxtrot was awesome.
Foxtrot was always funny.
I'll never forget when they had a snowball fight with the girl, and she walks up, and they had built an entire AT-AT out of snow, and they're sitting on top of it for the snowball fight.
Yeah, it was so nerdy and funny.
Yeah.
Like,
is that
it was
gone?
Brilliant. The kids, it's
did
done.
He, did he end it?
The guy fucking retired or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sucks.
He's like, I'm fucking pretty rich now. I think I'm going to quit.
The good ones, Calvin Hobbs gone.
Yeah.
Foxtrot gone.
Yeah.
We got still got Kathy.
And yet, for better or for worse, still lives on.
Better for worse.
That's
still
the biggest
lives
piece
on.
Of shit I've ever laid eyes on.
How could it's Dagwood. Never funny. Like it used to be jokes. Now it's
never once.
It's like some kid like going to college. And it's just like
oh ha ha. He's living in a dorm with loud drunks.
Like even the Boondocks was okay. And when he gave it up when he first started doing the cartoon the TV show.
Yeah.
And the TV show didn't take off, I guess, because they haven't renewed it.
Kathy's retarded.
They did one season. Kathy sucks.
Kathy's just a dumb woman whining about dumb woman shit.
Yeah.
She got married finally.
Yeah. Blondie's fucking still being done, and I think the guy's been dead for 40 years.
I think so.
Blondie's like, sometimes it's still all right. I read the comics. Like anytime I read the newspaper, I read the comics.
Dilbert's okay, but that's like...
Dilbert's usually funny.
Yeah.
To me, like Peanuts and Garfield, they got to hang it up. It's fucking. It's over.
Family Circus.
Peanuts is hung up.
Family Circus is horrible. I hate fucking Christian.
Cartoons. Oh god, I wish that guy would die.
Yeah.
Oh, my safe Christian comic. Funny.
Even Garfield's fucking.
It's stupid.
Horrible.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. The only ones. Well, Mother Goose and Grimm is still funny.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
For the most part, it's
okay.
Usually pretty funny. Sometimes it's a little like it's like a stupid pun or something.
Yeah.
Grand Avenue. He's getting really big on the puns now, and it's a little kind of annoying. Yeah. Or like
Bloom County's
that.
Not bad.
I don't know.
Bloom County. Well, it used to do Opus.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the same. It's just kind of a continuation of that. Those characters.
Yeah.
And he actually got in trouble. I don't know if you guys heard about that. He got in trouble. His Sunday morning piece was pulled from a couple papers a couple weeks ago because there's a character in there, a woman character, who constantly changes her beliefs like towards a trend.
Oh, everyone? Oh, I read this in the paper today. About the Muslim thing?
And she's now converted to extreme Muslim, like to be an extremist Muslim.
Terrorist?
Well, almost to that point, where she's wearing the whole setup, and the whole thing is about it. Like, it's between her and her boyfriend arguing.
Yeah.
And people thought it was gonna cause the Muslims to go in uproar.
Yeah.
Like it did last year when they were doing the cartoons of the Sheikh
Mohammed and shit.
Yeah, so they thought they were gonna fucking burn down buildings that they fucking published to a lot of papers.
Because that makes sense. That's reasonable.
That's a reasonable.
Well, they don't
want to
offend the Muslims. That's why. And the story I found out about
cartoon.
Was that they were talking about how like, they were the reason I found
Godzilla
out
went through.
Seriously.
They summon Godzilla. The fucking
a Mothra. The reason I found out about it is because the thing was talking about how Christianity is okay to be bashed, but you can't do it to the Muslims. It's like, it's like everybody should be allowed. It's just, it's the right of the publisher to publish it or not.
Well, it's that's goes back to the whole point is that you're not allowed to offend minorities in the United States.
Yeah.
Not allowed to do it.
Well, this happened in Europe, though.
Yeah. Well, even in Europe. No, how many Muslims are there in Europe?
Millions.
There's
Muslim
enough.
Muslim religion is big in Europe, just like it is in America.
What?
It's a big religion.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
It's big enough that they have fucking riots.
Dude, like, when they
yeah,
did
but
the
that's
cartoons
it.
Of the Sheikh Mohammed.
All of them do it. That's the thing. All of them do it. Like, if you pissed off any form of Christianity, you're talking, like, a gigantic percentage of the United States.
All we do is write letters.
Yeah.
All the Christians
exactly.
do are fighting.
Exactly.
So I'm going to pray that you not do
yeah,
that
exactly.
anymore.
Yeah.
The black Baptists or what's the other kind of religious sect for the blacks besides Baptism?
Gangs?
Baptist. No. No,
what?
Islam. Islam's is a black one.
Well, that's,
and anytime any kind of the black-esque religions get fucked with.
Oh, my God.
What? Get fucked with, they automatically start fucking marching down streets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Arabs and blacks are kind of pretty much the opposite thing, so.
Well, they still do.
True,
I mean,
there's both in
Islam. Just like
in
the Jews.
Islam, but,
the Jews, you make fun of the curly cues, you got 30 of them walking down your street fucking boycotting your houses.
Oh, true.
Boycotting
and
your
they
buildings.
Are tiny, tiny percentages of the religious populace
of the
United States.
Yeah, what's the percentage of Jews in the country, Matt?
Oh, in the United States?
Point like 0.10?
No. In the United States, it's in like the single digits.
And the Holocaust
wasn't
real.
3-4%. But in the whole entire planet is 0.00253.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And you think of the stranglehold they have on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
There's only like 14 million.
Yeah, isn't Chris Jew?
Out of 6.5 billion.
Well, look, the guy who runs his show is a Jew.
Yeah, well.
Automatic fucking.
Well, he has
That whole idea that, you know, Jews run the media, fucking right there.
Well, there you go. Yep. Derek Stern. I mean, you know.
who?
Show me your tits, baby. Oh, baby.
Wow.
You look good. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
What a woman. Show me your planet.
If I wasn't married, I'd fuck you. Oh, yeah.
Show me your bank account. Oh, my God.
Show me your Holocaust tattoo.
Show me your uncle, the lampshade.
There's a character in X-Men called Holocaust.
What?
Show me your mother's side of the family. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Show me your grandfather's uncut penis.
Oh, no.
Wait, that's the wrong religion.
Show me your moil. Oh, my God.
I'm going to go to your bris.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, so apparently, well, that whole thing, I was reading that today, apparently, with that. The woman that does that comic strip apparently gears a lot of stuff towards insulting men.
Yeah.
Just fucking, what, Kathy?
Fucking gay. No, the other one.
Bloomkin?
The one that did the fucking thing about the extreme Muslim.
Well, it's a guy, actually, but I think
I read it that it was a woman.
No, I think it's a guy.
What's the name?
Bloom County? I think I don't forget the name.
Because I remember saying she does this and her and stuff. Like,
I think there was another. I think there was another incident where a comic was not published.
It could be confusing two different things.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the thing with the Danish cartoon making fun of like Muhammad. And they were like rioting.
They were fucking rioting.
Like,
they were.
What
they
the
were,
fuck?
Like, they burning
how many
shit.
Pictures on paper, you fucking assholes.
They were burning shit in effigy in middle in the front of these in the front of these papers like daily.
They're not allowed to disagree with it.
Well, the thing is with Muhammad.
Can't.
Well, with Muhammad, you're not supposed to.
You like, can't like say his name.
Well, you can't draw. You can't.
I'm gonna go Iron Sheik on here. No disrespect to Muhammad, but fuck Muhammad.
Well, I think the religion is that you're not allowed to take pictures of the Muhammad or draw the Muhammad.
He can't be like drawn. Like there was a thing about a movie being made about him or something.
Yeah,
and he can't be seen because he's not allowed to be
it's kind of like God
depicted.
In a way.
Yeah. Like, in a way.
Well, see, the thing is, like, people, like, say, like, oh, you know, like, Jesus Christ, like, oh, you don't want to use his name in vain. Like, you can still, like, say his name. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's also, like, God.
I was worshiping Jesus
Muhammad.
Christ.
Muhammad.
You can't say Jesus Christ. No,
Muhammad, he sucked my dick.
Yeah.
He sucked my ass.
Exactly.
He's
how about
you
that?
Suck Muhammad dick. You suck Muhammad ass.
The Muhammad is like God. But
no,
Muhammad is actually a real person.
A prophet.
And because God's a fucking, prophet. You can't see it. But Muhammad, you actually lived at one point.
But he's Jesus.
Same thing.
He's the Jesus.
The Jesus?
He's
Jesus. He's like the Blackula of fucking Jesus.
Yeah. Or I should say Jesus is our Muhammad.
Yeah,
I
whatever. Because yeah. Muhammad's older.
Our. It's not my Muhammad.
Not mine.
Fuck him. Fuck them both. You both suck my sack.
No disrespect to Jesus. But fuck Jesus.
But how long ago was that whole Muhammad thing? Maybe a year and a half ago?
Yeah, about.
It was like last year.
And people are still like, they have it on the top of their board. Do not do anything about Muhammad. It's like the fucking main thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We should just make a website dedicated to Muhammad. No.
MuhammadRules.com.
The Muhammadcrats. Maybe we can do that. Become the Muhammadcrats.
Change the icon to be having a turban and a big beard.
Because it's not far off from where
right
you are
now. The Arista Muslims.
A pink turban, no less.
A pink turban? You ever see those guys? Everyone's with the pink turbans?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like you mean fucking Tiger Ali from fucking Punch Out?
What?
It's like they rip off.
Is that his name?
Yeah. They destroy
the Great Tiger?
Whatever the fuck.
They destroy one of their wives' dresses to fucking make their turban for the day?
Pretty much.
Oh, you only have pink? Oh, fuck it. And wrap my hair and comb my beard.
Yes.
Fucking 12 pounds of hair and a beard.
Oh, yeah.
I admire those people just for the beards alone.
Yeah. Is that what you're shooting for?
I'm trying.
You're not far off from most like Muslim dudes I see.
You could.
I have color in my beard.
You are Semitic looking.
With a little bit of makeup, you could pass.
You're not German, dude. You're fucking Semitic.
Yeah, pretty
German.
Much.
I'm German Irish.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
My father. They just got back from Ireland like last week.
You're fucking Jewish heebish.
And they're like, my father looks at me going like, damn, you could pull off for a German if you weren't in your Ireland right now. I'm like, why? It's like a lot of them have fucking got big beards and no mustaches, just walking around, speaking, screaming German at people.
They're a little more kept.
Well, yeah, they're very well. I try to keep it combed, but you know.
All right, now on this whole topic, I didn't listen to it. I was on my way to work, but the news was on in my kitchen, and I just saw quickly. I glanced. I saw a swastika on television. Because like, I don't know, for some reason, it just seems like you can't escape it. You can't escape some kind of reference to the Holocaust or anything like that. It's just probably why we talk about it so much on the show. It almost as like a joke.
It's in the news like every other day.
Yeah. It's almost like contempt for the whole concept. We will just do it anyway because everybody else is going to talk about it. So I see a swastika and they hear some kind of like anti-Semitic vandalism. The swastika, is that only anti-Semitic?
No. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. When Hitler took it over, it became a bad thing. It used to be a good thing.
Well, the swastika was originally used before by United States.
Buddhists.
Hindus still use it.
Hindus, Buddhists, yeah, they all used it. And when Hitler took it over, when Hitler decided to put it in his stuff, in his own mind, he was using it as a positive thing.
Yes.
But a lot of people take it as negative because of what he did.
The circle of
supposedly.
What did he do?
Well, supposedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly he killed a couple million Jews. And blacks and
couple million people that didn't exist.
Before we get out of here, because it is midnight.
Yeah. Damn it.
And it's
fucking hungry.
Time.
I know. Do you want to go through that Cheeky interview?
Go ahead.
Carly's got it queued up here.
Do you? I love it.
Iron Cheek is fucking insane.
This was only like this month, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe July.
Okay, let's talk about this and then let's just like shut the mics off and let it play.
You want
to
do that?
You want to just do that or you want to be able to stop and comment?
It's
like 4 minutes.
It's 5 minutes.
Do you want to stop and comment or do you want to just let it go? Because I think it'll be hilarious.
Well, I kind of like to Mystery Science Theater things, but.
Well, we'll let it run and we'll see what happens.
Well, I've never heard it, so.
Yeah, it's fucking. He's insane.
I'm not Hollywood bullshit Hulk Hogan.
Right.
I'm the rare.
Let's see, I have to talk about that.
All American Gold Miller.
What? Gold Miller?
Hollywood bullshit Hogan.
He's also impossible to understand at most.
We have to kind of translate.
And how old is he now?
He's like 70-ish.
Late 60s, early maybe 70. 60-ish.
But he's still fucking like. Thick.
He's got the fake teeth.
I remember the last thing
he's
I saw.
Big time. Thick though. He's like he doesn't look
really
like he's
is.
Fat. You know?
Before this, the last thing I saw was him. He was at a signing convention
with the Ultimate Warrior.
With the Ultimate Warrior, and he went.
Oh,
he was waiting in line to shake his hand, and Ultimate Warrior refused.
Wait a minute. He wasn't waiting.
Well,
okay. It wasn't like Sheik was going there with like an autograph 8x10 of the Warrior.
All right,
and he wanted to
please, Mr. Warrior, please.
Mr. Helwig, I would like for you to sign my autograph, please.
To sign for me, please.
Okay, he was told by his handler, I guess, that the Ultimate Warrior was there, and he decided to get off out of his booth and walk over and shake his hand.
Okay,
and Ultimate Warrior, like an asshole like he is, refused it.
Not necessarily like an asshole. Sheik does run his mouth a lot. He does say a lot of things about a lot
There's
of people.
There's plenty of videos out there of him just running around.
He has said that the Warrior was on drugs and all this other shit. He said a lot of stuff about the Warrior, and who hasn't? Warrior's a scumbag. But he thought the Sheik was being a hypocrite by extending his hand to him. So as a matter of disrespect, he probably took that. No. Regardless, the Sheik flips out.
It's a
10 the Sheik hits somebody.
It's a 10-minute YouTube clip of the Sheik, of like some guy on the line, just with his camera over top, the Sheik just wigging out, just yelling and screaming at him. And you're just like, what the fuck? And then there
and
was
there's little kids around and everything.
Oh, he's
Sheik did
like
not
every
care.
Other word. No, is like,
he did not care.
He was blasted. He had to have been blasted.
Yeah. Oh, please. He's probably permanently high on coke. Yeah. Actually, his body probably produces cocaine.
Like, he bleeds. I don't know coke. If I brought this up Tuesday, but I talked about it before the show. I was sitting in, I think I brought this up, the Suncoast thing, where they were promoting the video of the destruction of the Ultimate Warrior. Mm-hmm. And like, I just want to pick that up because I want to see how much, because I know
have it? Yeah.
Because all they do is pretty much bash him the whole time.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big...
Bobby Heenan. Yeah. He's got a can of tuna in one hand and a dumbbell in the other.
Fucking even, like, on the clip, on the promo...
He's the Vaughn of wrestling. What are you
he's
saying?
He's dangerous. On the promo...
Nobody wanted to work with him.
On the promo... On the promo, what is it? McMahon's going, I couldn't wait to fire him.
I couldn't wait to fire him.
And now he runs around fucking Washington, D.C. with his fucking mullet.
God, let's get some more Sheik in here.
Go ahead,
Sheik.
Let's get the real stuff.
Are you the man or are you a fucking piece of shit? No good motherfucker.
He's on the phone here.
He's also holding a beer.
Yeah.
Fuck the tomorrow! You...
The guys are cracking up.
Fucking bullshit.
Superfly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Brian Blair. You are a fag.
He calls me a Jew.
Wow.
Wow. Who?
I don't even know. Jake Roberts.
Yeah. Cocaine story.
Over the border. I love him.
Basically, the Iron Sheik bases his opinion. Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Shh. Andre. Baby face.
Tell
you
the mark no.
Say the mark no. You know, giant.
He was fucking from fucking France.
I know.
He wasn't French-Canadian. He was fucking from France.
Well, honestly, the Sheik probably knows better than we do whether or not Andre like was French or French-Canadian.
I'm sure he was
from France. You want a title for the show?
Doesn't sound French-Canadian.
We got to rewind it all
no
the way back
good
to the last
motherfucker.
Time.
No good motherfucker.
Yeah.
Last time we talked about Tina Santana, we have to name the show Tina Santana was a Mexican.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Tito Santana was better than nothing.
That's awesome. But that's just like the
faggot.
Most positive thing I think he said so far was about Tito Santana.
That's it.
Oh my God.
See, you know what's funny about the Sheik is he's probably lived in America 30 years, I'm
probably,
gonna guess.
Yeah.
At least. At the very least 30 years.
It
he still
like...
doesn't know how to speak English properly. Like, you suck Hulk Hogan ass. Like not Hulk Hogan's ass.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well
that
to him
hilarious.
It's probably sounding perfect. It's just because he's so fucked up.
No, but that's
everything.
Matt met him.
But I love.
Oh,
that's how he talks.
That's how he
that's
talks.
That's just how he talks.
Yeah. I love how he throws in the wrestling lingo here and there.
Yeah,
I think that's very funny. And all that stuff. Yeah.
He's but said he, a mark.
You kind of like don't really know what he's saying. Like if you're just listening to this as a fan, he's like saying words and like words that you wouldn't expect to like be talked about, like babyface. Like, you know, only, you know, Smarks would know that and above. But when he says, like, he tells the Marks, you're like, whoa, what the fuck he's saying? But on top of that, you really can't understand what he's saying to begin with. Right. So, like, this is just a mess. So there's only, like, a select breed of person who can truly appreciate what they're seeing here. That's what I love about it so much.
Yeah. You faggot.
You are fag.
You will only... Yes,
Randy Savage. But still I like... He bases his opinion of people on whether or not they gave him coke.
Yeah.
Yep.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. He probably lives in Island or something. Or he might even live in Edison. Oh God.
Through his beer bottle.
Wow. Oh, God.
I want him on the show now.
What? Who does he say there? JR?
I think so.
Wow.
Wow.
Who?
Can't understand him sometimes.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the end of the video.
Yes, it is, Vaughn.
Very good.
Douche.
No, that's
just,
the end.
He was just so, watching the little like timer thing. He's just like,
no, he just says this.
It's coming up to
thing.
The end.
Nobody, shut up, you fucking dick.
He just says the same thing in different ways. He's no good motherfucker.
No, he says the same thing, period.
Yeah, he really does.
That must have been no piece of shit, no good.
How long was that video?
No good motherfucker.
A little over 4 minutes?
Over five.
Over five?
Almost five and a half.
And that must have been like 2 or 3 hours of them just...
Oh, literally. Yeah.
Fucking,
I want to see the whole thing.
He's drunk the whole damn time. He must have been drinking.
I won't give a dime to RF Video, but I want to see the whole thing.
And why is that?
Because he's a kid toucher.
Oh. Alleged.
What? Oh, that's Feinstein?
Yeah.
Wow. That really? Was that him on the video?
No, yeah. No.
I think he was him.
He just runs
actually, I don't even know if he has anything to do with it anymore.
Could just be his name.
Does this Coca-Cola have ashtray mouth?
Probably. So yes.
Yes, it does.
Can we get Sheik on the show?
We have to go to
it
fucking...
It is theoretically possible.
Well, why don't you theoretically fucking get him, please? I don't know if I want him actually in my apartment.
Well, we'll get him the call in.
I don't want him throwing fucking beer bottles.
No, we'll get him the call in.
Dude, we'll wrap him in plastic. I don't know.
We'll ask him what he thinks of Bon Jovi.
He won't know.
No, good.
Bon Jovi,
faggot.
I'm sure he does have a cocaine story about Bon Jovi.
Living on a prayer, faggot.
If we can get him on the show, we just have
suck
to talk about wrestling.
My coffee, drink, dick. Faggot.
It's my coke.
That's just sick. And like,
it's my coke.
Fuck the olds.
It's your life. It's my coke.
Jake Roberts, you wouldn't bring your eight ball into over the top boulder, but I did.
I do it for you.
I do it
Marty
for you.
Ginetti.
And that I was you only
she, know how, she don't know how
you
to
only
work.
Give me a little bit of your coke, not half.
Vaughn's just creepy when he does
he
it.
He is.
Yeah. All right, we are out of here. We will awesome. Be here. We will be back Tuesday after yes. the BJ Radio Show right here on PrinceRumorRadio.com. Bye-bye.